Okay, so the Indian is in CS Kapayam. So what we're going to do is we'll start with a few questions, and then we'll get into the end. Then we'll start to get into the answers. But the first question that we're asking is a question on the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Paragah Bo Osor Mehilchos Tila. Okay. All right, so the Rambam is Perek Arba Osor Halacha Gimel. Ketzad Inesias Kapayim Begulim. How do you do Inesias Kapayim outside of the Mikdash? When the Shliach Tzibur reaches Avodo, Kishyama Ritzei, Kol HaKohanim Omdim Beveis HaKnesses Ne'akorim Memkomon, so they're open Raglayim by Ritzei, V'holchim V'olim Duchan, and they go up to the Duchan, is by the Aron Kodesh. What's that?
The big one.
Oh, okay, good. That's very good. Thanks. Right.
What are you telling?
I'm sorry. Right. You have a whole thing. So there has to be Okrag land by Ritzei, by Avoda. Okay, that's one of the things that we'll mention. We'll go into why you'd have to be Okrag land by Avoda. Okay. V'holchen v'omdin l'duchon. V'olum l'duchon. V'omdin shom. Pneihem l'heichel. V'achareihem klapeihem. Facing the Aron Kodesh. And their back is to the people. That's both sehem kefufos l'toch kapeihem. And their hands are clenched into their kapeihem, is the inner part of the hand. Achi yashlim the palm, into their palms. Achi yashlim shliach tzibur ha'odah, until the shliach tzibur finishes, atov shum cholachon alados. And then what do? Marzirim pneihem klapei om, then they turn and swing around and they face the om. Uposhtin esbaraseihem. Then they spread out their fingers. And they lift up their hands shoulder height. And then they begin with the first word, Yivarecha. The Shaliach Tzibur Makros on Milo Milo. And the Shatz reads for them each word. In other words, they don't say any word without the Shatz first feeding them the word. Okay? The Haim Onim, and then they respond. Once the Shatz feeds them the word, they respond. Shenemar Omor Lohem Ad Sheyoma. They have no right to say until the Shatz tells them, until he says the word for them first. Okay, so that's the Rambam learns that from where? From Amor Lahem. Then Kishimash Shlimim Pasuk Rishon. Yeah, then Kishayashlim. Let's Kishimash Pasuk Rishon Kolam On and Amen. So they say Amen after V'chaz Shlichsi Makros on Pasuk Sheni Mila Mila. And they answer Mila Mila Hashem Mashlim in Pasuk Sheni. So that's the formula. That is Makros on Mila Mila. There's only one problem. Problem is the Rambam has an exception to that rule. And what is the exception to that rule? Yivarecha. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Lo yadati menole l'rabbeinu shehem askun yivarecha. I don't know where the Rambam got that idea from, that the Kohanim should be Maskul Yivarecho by themselves. Because it says Amor Lohem. And we mentioned that one of the main themes in Birchas Kohanim is the theme of Ani Yivarecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Mavarech, not the Kohanim. Like the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav Halacha Zayin, the Al Titamo, the Tomar, and don't be astounded and say, Umatol Bracha Hedyozu, how could this Hedyoz Bracha, this Kohen, who could be an Amoritz? Shein Kibul HaBracha Toli B'Kohanim, Ela B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenema V'Samo Shemiel B'nei Yisrael V'nei Avarachim. So the Kohanim just have to do their job, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mavarech. HaKohanim Osin Mitzvason, Shenistavu Bo, they do their mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachim of Mavarech as Yisrael Kechefzo. Okay. So that's the theme of Ani Avarachim. And that's why, actually, the Kohanim, well, the Rambam mentions, so the Rambam in Perek Yudalit, Halacha Yudbeis, mentions the Tfilas Kohanim. They say, Yiratzom ofanecha Hashem alakenu, shetiye bracha zu, shetzivi sanu, levarech, asamcha Yisrael, bracha shlema. So you see, it's not their bracha. They mispahol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should execute their mitzvah properly. Why? Because the bracha is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and then he says, and after the bracha he says, Ukishemach zeponav min hatzibur, the Rambam says, in the end of Yudbeis, Acha Shemashlim, Omer Asinu Masha Gazata Olenu, Asein Monu Masha Iftachtanu, Ashkifim Amon Kachchom and Ashmaim of Orch Samchas Israel. So he's, the Kohanim say that together with, while the Shatz is saying Sim Shalom, and Sim Shalom is itself the same idea. So one of the major themes in Birchas Kohanim is Va'ani Avarach. That's the major theme in Birchas Kohanim. Okay, so the mitzvah of Amor Lohem, we could very well say that that also comes under the same theme. Because if you didn't have Amor Lohem, so you think it's the bracha of the Kohanim. So Amor Lohem means that you give him the words. He has no right to say the words himself. So you have to give him the words, and only then does he have a right to recite it. But if he says it mipi atzmo, it's no good. Because mipi atzmo would be a conflict to the principle of Ani Avarachim. Okay. Yeah, and the Rambam says that yes. The Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, like we mentioned before, Vehem onin shenemar, amor lohem, ad sheyomar. Okay, so the question is, how could the Rambam make an exception to this rule with the first word, Yivarecha? And that's what the Kesef of Mishnah asks. Lo yadati minole l'rabbeinu sheheim aschilim Yivarecha. Where do you get this halacha from? Okay. So we, of course, don't do that like a Rambam. We're makri Yivarecha. I believe the Sfadim, I believe, follow the Rambam Shita. Am I right? Yeah, that's right. Okay. But we're makramila b'mila, even Yivarecha. Okay. Even Yivarecha. So the question is, where did the Rambam find this halacha? It makes the halacha incommensurate. I mean, inconsistent, kind of. It's a funny kind of halacha. Because usually halacha is consistent. So over here, like, you have an exception to the halacha for the first word? I mean, why? Okay. And of course, the main question is, he has no right to do it. So the Sifri, it really is the Sifri is the source. It's not in the Shas, it's in the Sifri. It's in the Sifri and Parshas Naso. So the Sifri says, Uminayin Shechazan Tzorach Lom Alehem Tzorach Lom Alehem Imru, that it's Mashi, you say that he has to tell them to say it. Tamad Lama Amor Lahem. So the Nitziv asked the question too. That how could the Rambam exclude Yevarechacha? So the Beis Yosef wanted to give an answer for this. Beis Yosef wanted to say that the reason why he has to be Makri is not a halacha in Vani Avarche, but it's a halacha that they shouldn't make a toss. So the first word, they won't make a toss. The only problem with that is that the Rambam derives it from a pasuk. The Rambam derives it from a pasuk. Rambam says, the Rambam derives from Amor Lohem. V'shaliach tzibur makros amila mila v'heino nin shenemar Amor Lohem. Achi yomar. They have no right to say until he says first. So he has to instruct them to say the word. And how does he instruct them? How does he instruct them, Imru, say it? By saying the word. Okay? Achi yomar lahem Imru. So if it's Gzeres HaKosev, you can't give a reason and say the reason for the Gzeres HaKosev is because of the fact that they're going to make a toss. I mean, it's a plain Gzeres HaKosev. It's a plain Gzeres HaKosev. So what right does the Beis Yosef have to come along and darshan time of the craw for the Rambam? I mean, we don't do that. That's not the way we learn. Imru, Achalomahem, Imru, if it's Shenemar Amor Lohem, Tamalom Amor Lohem, that's Gzeres HaKosev. You can't have any exceptions for it. Okay, so the Nitziv also asks the same question. Nitziv wants to say, V'nira D'chashu Chachamim Lehefsik Bein Bracha L'mitzvah, that they were afraid of a hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Afagav the brachas on mitzvahs mit rabbanon, mikol makom yicholim lakor b'kai gavna hol the einem ake brachas kahanim. Rak mitzvah lachatchilu lahakros osam. Ukvar motzinu shemishum kilku bracha akru isid varm shekosav ef shebechsav. In other words, even a derisa. Okay, so he wants to say that there were choshesh because of the, there were choshesh that there would be a hefsek. So I assume what he means is that if you're going to have the shot say Yivarechacha, so then people will think it could be mafsek between the bracha and between the mitzvah. Okay? But
I'm saying that.
Right. All right, so the whole thing is very difficult. What does he mean by mafsek? By hefsek? That people will think you'd be mafsik in general between one bracha and another. So like Rabbi Mann is saying, so maybe they'll think you don't have to feed them. Or they need to be mevatel yom olam. I mean, and what is that? What does he mean by hesed? It means that the shatz won't say it because he won't want them to be mafsik. I mean, so if that's the case, so what are they going to stand there? I mean, and they're not going to do the bracha. I mean, it's not clear, but whatever it is, even if you say there's some kind of shash of hefsek here, but it's very difficult to say that the chachamim or oker, the amor lohem mitaraisa, without even a mention of such a thing. I mean, the Rambam just came along and made up his own shash. I mean, it's a very difficult answer also. I mean, so both answers to me seem very dachuk. The Beis Yosef's answer, because it's exeris hakasav, and it's not there in order that the kahanim shouldn't forget. And the Nitziv's answer, because of the hefsek, I mean, that the Oker Dovim and HaTorah, without any mention of it, the Rambam made up this whole idea that the Oker Dovim and HaTorah, no one, there's no Gemara, there's no Medrash, there's no Sifri, there's no nothing. I mean, it's very difficult. Okay. So that's our first question. Okay, Rabbi Zayn. All righty.
Anyway,
that's
good.
Oh, good. Okay, now let's take the second question. Second question we raised. Perek Yudalad Halacha Zion. So the Rambam says, yeah. Kishayiyu ha-kohanim mevorchim es ha'am, when the kohanim are mevorch le'am, lo yabitu ba'am. They shouldn't look at the people. Okay? Ve'lo yasichu daitan. And they shouldn't be meisiach das. Elo yiyu enayim keneged ha'aretz ka'omeid b'tfilah. So they should look down at the ground as if they're all made to feel like they're concentrating. So the question is that there's a redundancy in this Rambam. Because first he says, lo yabitu la'am v'lo yasichu daitan. And then he says again, v'yu einayim k'neged ha'aretz k'al made b'tfilah. So if they're looking at the ground, that's the way they're supposed to be. That's the position they're supposed to be in, looking at the ground, kolme b'tfilo, and being machavein. So, I mean, of course, there shouldn't be mabit bomb. There's no reason to mention that there shouldn't be mabit bomb. They have to be kolme b'tfilo with their face looking at the ground. I mean, you don't have to say they don't have to be mabit bomb, or be mabit at the room, or be mabit somewhere else. They have a direct instructions to keep their face down, kolme b'tfilo, and Mabit Loretz, okay? Eliyu Einayim Keneged Haaretz Ka'omei B'Tfilah. So therefore you see that it's clear that they have to be looking at the ground like they're Omei B'Tfilah. So of course they shouldn't be Mabit Bam. Shouldn't be Mabit anything. So that would seem to be a redundancy. Okay? Then the Rambam goes on, and he says, the Ein Odom Rashoi L'Estakel B'fnei HaKohanim, that no one has a right to be mistakel, means to glare. Mabit means to look. Mistakel means to glare. So nobody has a right to glare at the faces of the Kohanim B'shoa She'ein Mevorchin Esa'am, at the time that they're Mevorch Esa'am. Kidei shelo yasichu daitam. Okay, because if they're going to glare at the Kohanim, they'll be Mesiach Das, and they can't be Mesiach Das either. The Om that's Mekabel the Bracha can't be Mesiach Das, as well as the Kohanim or the Mevorchim can't be Mesiach Das. The Mevorchim and the Mizborchim can't be Mesiach Das. Okay. Elo kol ha'om mischavnin lishmoa ha'bracha. the whole arm that's in the base of Knesset are mechavein to hear the bracha, umechavnim pneihem kineged pnei hakohanim. And the mechavein, their face should be opposed, directly opposed to the pnei hakohanim. Okay? The eina mabitim bifneihem. And again he says, and they don't look at their faces. So here it would seem to be a kal vachomer. Again, you have this repetition. But it's even worse because when he says he first he says ainu l'marsha l'stakel b'fnei kohanim, so they can't be mistakel. That means to glare. And then later he says ainu mabitim b'fneihem. They're mechavnin l'shmoa and they're not mabit b'fneihem. If they're not mabit b'fneihem, they certainly can't be mistakel b'fneihem. Okay. So the Rambam seems to be redundant here on both levels. On the level of the Birchas HaKohanim, and on the level of the Amam Mizbarchim. Okay? So that's basically our second question. Yeah, listako implies an ongoing look. Yeah. To stare.
Stare.
Okay. All right, now we're going to take the third question. Third question is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Kola mistakel begimel dvar main of chaos. Anyone that stares at three things, their eyes become, their eyesight becomes weak. Bekeshes. Okay. That's a rainbow, Ubin Nasi, and the Nasi, Nasi is, I don't know if it means heads of Sanhedrin, it means Melch. It could be both, okay. Ben Nasi, Ubekohanim. Ubekohanim. So, yeah, Ubekohanim. Bekeshis, leave the Keshis, let's go. Jump down to the Gemara where the Gemara says Hamastakel b'kohanim, but they take out the word Hamastakel and they just say b'kohanim v'zman shebeis hamikdash kayom shal yu omdim al duchanon umavorchin es Yisrael b'shem hamafarish. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says umavorchin es ha'am b'shem hamafarish shehashchina shor al kishrei etzbosayim. Because the Shekhinah is resting on the on the knuckles of the hands. Okay, and then you have again a similar Rashi in Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi on the Mishnah. He says, "Koyin sheyesh biyadav mumin lo yisas kapov." So a balmum shouldn't be nosei kapov while the fishaom mistakem bo. Because it's the nature of a person, if they see a defect, they're drawn to it, to look at it, to stare at it. V'amin b'mesechet chagiga mistakel b'kohanim b'sho shenosnen es kapeyen ein of chaos. So the fisha ashchino shor al yudeyen. Okay, Shashmina Shar al Yudayan. Okay. So Rashi says again the Shina Shar al Yudayan. Shina Shar al Yudayan. Okay, so there's a kasha on Rashi, because Rashi and Megillah, the Gemara and Megillah is speaking about in general. Okay? They're speaking about in general. That kind sheyesh b'yad of mumin lo yisa skapov. Correct? So, in general, is bivulin also. And if it's bivulin, there's no shkina bivulin. Rashi just explained in Chagiga that it's only b'midosh. Because b'midosh shashchina shara kishriyetz b'osayim. Okay? And over here, Rashi's saying, ain't of chaos lefish shashchina shara yedein. Okay, that would only be b'migdash. That would only be b'migdash. So Tosfos asks the kasha in Chagiga. He says, Mikan kasha al pirish Rashi, the perek gimel the Megillah. Alahid esnan, yodov bo haknoyos lo yisakapov. If his hands are deformed, he shouldn't be no say kapov. Pirish mishim shom estakon bo. He doesn't rely on just the Stam Lashon. He says the Gemara asks, "May he the have b'shivavusi the Rav Huna?" So that was after Tamid Mikdash. Vavaporis Yodov, Mashani Dilma Dosh Beiro. So the Gemara says that if people know you, then he can be Nosei Kapov. If everybody knows him, so they're used to the deformity, so then they're not going to be Mistakel. So you see, it's speaking Shlomo's Man Beis Mikdash Kayam. So why does Rashi say it's because of the, Ain of Chaos? And Nira Lafarish, Da'af Bigvulim Mitzah Mishim Hesach Adas. Okay. But meantime, it's still difficult on Rashi. Okay. Because you can't mesiach das. Okay. Okay. But more important to me is what is this inyan of being maske the shem amafarash and the shechina being shore al kishur et persen al yedayin. I mean, what is this combination? What is this tziruf haparshias here? Why? Because of the migdash. It's not because of the migdash. It's because of the mafarash b'shem amafarash. You see, after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, we'll see they weren't Mevarach Hashem on the Farash. So according to Rashi, even though it's in the Mikdash, but if they're not Mevarach Hashem on the Farash, there's no Shechina Shara Yedein. So what is this tziruf between the Shechina being Shara Yedein and the Shem Hashem being said Kichsovo, which is the Shem Havaya? Okay? That's the question. That's my main question here, that I want to clarify. And then we also have a kasha on Rashi, that the Mishnah is Bigvulin, and there's no Shechina, so how could he say, because the Shechina is Shavar al Yedayim? Okay. Two questions. Okay, now we're gonna ask another question. The fourth question. That the Rambam in Perek Yudalet, Alocha Dalet, okay, he says, Kishayashlimu Akohanim Gimel Psukim, when they finish the brachas, in other words, Masul Shatz Bracha Achrona Shal Tfilo. So the Shatz is Masul Sim Shal. Vakohanim Machzirim Paneim Klape Akodesh, and they turn around and face the Aron, Vikoftsin Etzba Osein. And they clench their fingers. They clench their fingers, and they stay that way. They stay there on the duchan until the shatz finishes on Vorach Zmar Shel Hashem. Yeah. And he has before that he has before in Halacha Gimel, when they first go up also, he says, V'omdim sham pneyim lehechol, v'achoreim klapeyom, v'etzbaseim kfufos. The hands are clenched, v'toch kapeyim into their palms, achi yashlim shliach tzibur ha'ado. So the Rambam requires that the Kohanim should clench their hands in the beginning when they're facing the Aron. Then they swing around and they open their hands. Ram doesn't have the five avirim. He just has opening the hands. Okay. And then when they turn around again, they clench it again. So the hands have to be clenched, facing the arm, turn around, open them, and then clench them again. Okay, that's the Rambam Seder with the Nesias Kapayim. Okay, of course we want to understand what the Nesias Kapayim is also, but this detail is this detail the Rambam has. Rashi doesn't have it quite the same way. Okay, Rashi is in Sota Daf Lamed Tesamim Beis. So Rashi is from the top of the page where the lines get thin. So Rashi is four lines down. Yesh Lomog Mikan Seder Nesias Kapayim Kachu Oka Ragla Bavogo. So the Kohanim have to be Oka Raglayim when it comes to the Ritzei. Then come off from his place, Ubo Lifnei Ateva. And the reason why Ram says then come off, because he doesn't have to go up, he doesn't have to be up there by Ritzei, he just has to, by Ritzei, he has to be Oka Raglav and move towards the front, or towards the Teva. Okay, Ubo Lifnei Ateva, Mispalel Yehi Ratzon Shetei Bracha, like we mentioned before, the Bracha of the Yehi Ratzon that he says when the shots is saying Hodor, okay, and Mespari Rotsin Shatei Brach Kedil Umarach Bo Achetichla Amen Shel Hodor Mipitzibur, and he's Marach in this bracha until the Amen of Hodor is concluded from the tzibur. V'shetliach tzibur korei kohanim. So he extends the bracha, maybe repeats the bracha, extends it, whatever, he has to be involved in the bracha. Until the shatz calls out kohanim. Im shnayim, if they're two. Then yochid hu ain't a korei. By one kohen, you don't call kohen. You don't call kohen. There's no sense calling kohen. Okay. Yeah. It's interesting. Rabbeinu Tam maintains that when there's one Kohen, it's only the Rabbanan. Others hold it's the Raisa, even by one Kohen. Rashi holds, the Rambam holds. But the only thing is that you don't call out to one Kohen. But it seems he's Marech until the Shatz calls out Kohen. He says, "Kedama b'al il li'echad in kor kohanim." So Rashi calls the Gemara that for one you don't say kohanim. Ushekola dibur mipikarei, and once the shatz finishes calling kohanim, mevarech asher kiddushanu v'achakach maschilim bevracha, and they begin the bracha. Ukeshekola amen achron mipi atzibur. And when the last domain is concluded from the tzibur, that's after the third bracha, after the third pasuk, hey machzirim pneyen, they turn their faces around, v'kofefin kishreyen emrotzen. And if they want to, then they can clench their hands. They don't have to do it. Yeah, so the reason why Rashi holds that they have to be involved in the Yehi Ratzon until the Shatz Kol Zakonim is quite simple. That's because they're the theme Vani Avarchem. Vani Avarchem. So they have to be involved in their tefillos. Until the Shatz Kol Zakonim, then they have a right to respond. But they have no right to respond on their own because it will be a violation of their tefillah and it will be a violation of the theme of the central theme of the whole Birchas Kanavani Avarche. Okay, so they have to wait for the shots to interrupt them and call Kohanim and then they respond. Then they respond. Okay, that's Rashi. But we see clearly there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam about clenching the hands. First of all, Rashi doesn't mention anything about clenching the hands before, which implies it doesn't matter. And then he only mentions afterwards that they can clench the hands if they want. But the Rambam requires tchila v'sof, clenched hands before, turn face to tzibur, open the hands, and then that's the siyas kapayim, and then turn around and clench the hands again. So we wanted to this question is simply to define the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about the clenching of the hands. Okay, what kind of a machlokas is that? What kind of machlokas? The first part of Rashi is that going on in Gemara, Eina Rashi and Lakar Aglan Velele Chachi Yigmar Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. So that's again the theme El Omdin Kufin Lefnei HaTeva. So they stand Derech Kovid in front of the Teva, bent down a little bit, and that's again the theme of Ani Avarchem, because the Shatz is being Mispal Sim Shalom. And they have to be mitzurif. As a matter of fact, they're mitzarif. Their tefillah, Hasinu Masha Gazat Aleinu, with the tefillah of Shatz of Sim Shalom, which is the theme of Ani Avarchem. Okay. Then also, we wanted to understand what is the whole Birkas Kohanim of Punim Keneged Punim. What is it? Where does this come from? There's two things. There's Punim Keneged Punim, and then there's Nesias Kapayim. Okay, what are those two essentials? Okay, now we'll go to a different point altogether. Okay, now we'll take the Rambam, two Rambams. The Rambam first, Perek Yudal Nesias Kapayim, Halacha Yud. The Omer Es Hashem Kichsavo. He says the Hashem Kichsavo, V'hu Hashem HaNegem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's the Hashem Havaya. Zeh Hashem HaMeforesh, Shama B'chol Makom. That's the Hashem HaMeforesh. Ubimedina omer moso bikinuyav, but bigvulin like in shul v'hu ba'alef dalet adni. Okay, because the pasuk says zeshmi liolam v'zeh zichri l'dor ador. So zeshmi liolam the Gemara darshins shem avaya, and liolam is la'alein. So you don't always do it, only in the mikdash. V'zeh zichri. And this is Lador Dor, so Lo Kamoshani Nichtavani Nikra, Nichtavani B'Shem Avaya, the Nikrani B'Alef Dalet. Okay? So he says, Ubimdinos Omer Moso B'Kinuyav B'Alef Dalet, Shein Mas Kivin Es Hashem Kichsavo, Elo B'Migdash Bovad. Then the Rambam says, Umishameis Shimon HaTzadik, Posku akohanim milavorech b'shem ha-mefarash. Afilu b'migdash. Kidei shelo yilmod oso odom she'ein ha-choshev v'she'ein ha-hagam. So even though the Shema Mefarash is Mutar B'Migdash, but the Kohanim ceased to be Mefarash Liyom with the Shema Mefarash, even B'Migdash, where it's Mutar. Where it's Mutar. V'lo hayu kidei shelo yilmod oso odom she'ein achoshev v'she'ein achoshev. Lulva's funny, Lulash nafilo, I mean, what do you mean, nafilo b'migdash? I mean, alright, but anyways, kidei shelo yilmod oso odom she'ein achoshev v'she'ein achoshev. That a person who's not hogun shouldn't learn the shame on the forest. He's not roy for it. V'lo hayu chachomim harishonim ulandim shem zeh l'talmideihem ubneihem ha'agunim ela pam achas l'shev shanim, once in 7 years. Kol zeh gedul l'shmo ha'nechbad v'hanora. Okay. That's the Rama. Okay. That's the Rama. That's one Rama. So, mishameis shimon atzadik pasku okonim uvarach b'shem ha'meforash. That's the Rambam in the Nesias Kapayim. But there's one question before we go anywhere else. There's one question that we have to raise. And the question is, how the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph in Sota. So the Gemara says, yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says like this. Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara, about three quarters of the way down on the daf. The Tanya Idach, Kosevorach who has Bnei Yisrael, B'Shem HaMefarash. Ata Omer B'Shem HaMefarash, O Eino Ela Bikinoi. Talmud Loma v'somu es shemi, shemi ha-miyuchad li. That's the Shem HaMefarash. Yochol ach b'gvulim kein, nemar kan v'somu es shemi v'nem alahalan losam es shemo shom. Ma alahalan b'veis abchira, afkan b'veis abchira. Okay. So the Gemara says, but at any rate the Gemara concludes that in Migdash, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. They have to say the Shem HaMefarash. The Samuas Shemi, that's the Shem Havaya, and Vani Avarachem. So in order to have the Bracha, it's clear you need the Shem Havaya. So my question is, Mishameis Shemen HaTzadik, it may be true that they didn't want somebody who is not Hogun to learn the name, but then I mean, they shouldn't have had Birchas Kana B'Migdash. Because B'Migdash it's Ma'akev. V'Samuas Shemi V'Ani Avarachem. So how could they simply do away with it? Okay? There's another case where you have the Shem HaMefarash, and that's in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. Zeh shenemar batorah, v'chiper bado v'ad beiso v'ad kol kal yisrael. Mipi ha-shmuel lomdu shezeh vidui dvarim, it's vidui. Nimtzas lomed shehu mizvada biyom zeh shloshu vidu. Echor al yidei atzmo tchilo. Vidui sheni al yidei atzmo im shor kahanem. Ushneim al parachatas ha-shalo. Those are both on the parachatas. Vavidui shlishi al yidei kol Yisrael. It's a vidui for kol Yisrael. Al soir amishtalech. That vidui doesn't a soir amishtalech. Umaskir es Hashem, B'chol vidu mehen shelosh pamim. Keitzad hu omer, ono Hashem chatos yavisi u'poshat lefanecha, ono Hashem kaperno lachatoyim v'lavonis v'lapshoyim shechatosi v'sheavisi v'sheavishati, shenema keviyom azeh lo yechaper lechem v'tarashem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem. Titar. Hare shelosh pa'omim hiskiras Hashem. V'chein b'chol vidui mehen. So it comes out to nine. U'kishu nosin es ha'goro al-sor ha'chatas omar la'ashem chatas. That's why we said you have to correct in the Machzorim where it says la'adni chatas. Because it's not la'adni chatas. He doesn't say, he says la'ashem chatas. Okay. Nimtza maskes ha'shem b'yom ze esep amen. In every case, he's maskir the shame kichsava, which is shame avayah. Yeah. Now the Rambam goes on. He says, "Borishona haya magbia es kol b'shem." Originally, be magbia es kol b'shem, because really, since he's a shliach tzibur, he should be magbia es kol. And the shame is the essence of the kapara, so therefore it should not be at the shame. But, however, kivan sherabu prutzin, since there became a lot of prutzin, chazru la'omro b'kol namach. So then they started to say it in a low voice. U'mavliyo b'ne'imus. And he's mavliyo it b'ne'imus, in a nice way, ad shelo yakiru bo afilu chaver v'kohanim. Singing way, nice way, whatever. But he's mavliya v'shem. So over here, the Rambam is good, because the shame is required. So you can't do away with it. So he's mavliya v'shem. So how come when it came to Birchas Kohanim, he was able to... He was able to dispense with it. I mean, you see where you need the shame, you can't dispense with it. And he doesn't dispense with it when it comes to Avodas Yom Kippurim. So how could he dispense with it when it comes to Birchas Kohanim? The sum was Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarachim. It's not optional. Okay, that's another question. Okay. And the one who asks this question is none other than Tosfos. Tosfos in Sota on Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says, he goes into the Pasuk, Harei Omer b'chol ha'makom asher avo eilecho ve'erachticho, that the Gemara says that it's Mikra Masoros, you have to switch it around. B'chol mokom asher avo elecho uverachticho shom asker eshmi. Gemara reverses the pasuk around. Okay, so Tosfos says on that pasuk, the b'chol mokom asher avo elecho mashma ani ba'atzmi sheyesham gili shchina. So b'chol mokom asher asker eshmi means b'chol mokom asher avo elecho uverachticho is gili shchina. That's where you should mask the Shem HaMepharash. Ela Mikra Masorasu. B'chol makom asher ovo elecha shani nigla shom, shom ani mitzava lahaskish, mi amyuchadli. V'hainu dafka b'beis abchira. And that's only in the Mikdash. But Tosfos says, v'hainu diktoni b'sifri b'chol makom asher ani nigla shom temaskir shmi. The nira, Tosfos says, that since it's totally in Gili Shchina, the Nired, the Mizeh Atam, Nimnu Kohanim Levarech B'Shem HaMeyuchad, Mishemeis Shimon HaTzadik, Kidamrin B'Perek Torah B'Kalfi Yuma, L'Fishelo Zochu Shuv L'Gili Shchina. Okay, so Tosfos was bothered with the same problem. The Samos Shmi Al-Bnei Yisrael V'Ani Avarechem, is indispensable. You're doing away with the bracha. So Tosfos says, so how come Mishamishim and Asalik, they were able to do it? So Tosfos learns a whole different pshat. Tosfos learns the pshat is because Mishamesh Shimon HaTzadik Pasko Gilui Shechina. So there was no Gilui Shechina. So since there was no Gilui Shechina, so therefore what? So therefore it's like it's not in the Mikdash. Okay, it's like it's not in the Mikdash. So therefore what?
Yeah.
So therefore you don't need it. It's like Gvulin. It's like Gvulin. Mikdash became Gvulin. Because what was the difference between Mikdash and Gvulin? Gilui Shechina and not Gilui Shechina. So Mishamei Shimon HaTzadik Paska Gilui Shechina. So it's like Gvulin. So in Gvulin you don't need the Shemon Parash. So you see, Tosfos was bothered with the same question, but he answers it differently. The Ram doesn't say because was Paska Gilui Shechina. He just says because they didn't want somebody to learn a Shaloka Hogan. But how could he take the liberty of Shalom Yomar also? All right, very well. If you hold really after Mvatal Hol Bechus Kanam, so be Mvatal it. But if you, or say it, we can't help it. Okay? But the Rambam doesn't give an adequate answer to this powerful question of how you could do away with the sum of Shemiyah ben Israel. Okay.
Really? How's this
looking? Yes, Avihar is asking very well. So what does Tosfos do in Yom Kippur? Rashash asked that question. Good question. Now, what does Tosfos do with Yom Kippur, Mishamei Shemen HaTzadik, Yom HaSkid HaShem? Okay, remember, we'll come back to that. Okay. Yeah, we quoted the Gemara on Daflam and Chesam Rav. We quoted the Gemara on Daflam and Chesam Rav. And the Gemara says that you must, the Gemara that we're quoting now, some was Shmiel ben Esau of Aniyah Varachim. So you must be Maskir b'Mikdash, b'Shem HaMafarash. So the Gemara says over there, the Gemara says, "B'shem ha'mafarash ata omer, or ein ela b'kinui." Maybe it's only b'kinui. So there's an interesting Tosfos. Tosfos quotes a Rabbeinu Hillel. Rabbeinu Hillel pirish b'sifri b'kinui. Kigon keil elokim tzvakos. Because all of those are really kinui. So when the Gemara says Bikinu, Rabbeinu Hillel took the Gemara literally. So he said, you might think that you should say Yivarecha Elokim v'Yishmerecha, Yivarecha Kel v'Yishmerecha, Yivarecha Tzvakos v'Yishmerecha. So Tosfos says that can't be. He says V'lama Stavar Deichit Tesek Adaita L'Shibushi Krol Amema Yivarecha Elokim V'Makom Shame ben Arba Osios. He says, how could the Gemara have me like that? They should say Yivarecha Elokim V'Yishmerecha. You mishabesh the pasuk. Lokomo shani nechtavani nikra. Ela bikinu yeshloma bikriyoso ba'alef dalem. So the Gemara is using the term bikinu loosely. That's not really a kinu alef dalem. Aleph Dalet is the Kriya of Havaya. Lo kamo shani nechtav ani nikra. And that's why Rabbeinu Hillel was forced to say Elokim kel tzvakos. But Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense because you'd be mishabesh the psukim. So you can't say that it's a havmi to say Elokim kel tzvakos. So therefore, he says, "Bikinu is loosely." It means adni. It means adni. So Tosfos Lechora is right. I mean, how could Rabbeinu Hillel really say that? It seems to be a powerful question. So Rabbeinu Hillel seems to be dochel. Okay. So that's another point that I want to mention that we'll come back to it. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Now, yeah, there's another difficult drama, and it's Perek Yudalad, the last drama, Halach Yudalad. The Mikdash Mevorchim Birchas Kohanim Pam Achas Bayom Achar Tomet Shel Shachar Boin Va'omdin Amaylo Sa'ulam U'mevorchim Kederach Shamayim Avo B'medina Mevorchim Oso Achar Kol Tfilo Chutz Mimincha Kamo Shamanu. So because Mincha is Chashash Shechrus, so you're not Mevorchim. So the Medina Mavarchan also Achar Kol Tefila. First of all, what do you mean Achar Kol Tefila? It's not Achar Kol Tefila, it's Pesach Tefila. That's question number one. And number two, he says, B'chol Makom Meshtadlin Sheyiyah Makra Oson Yisrael. Shenemar, again, Amar Lohem, Mechlal She'ein HaMakra Mehem. So the Rambam says that who should be Makri? Not a Kohen, but a Yisrael. So he says, Mishtadlin. What do you mean Mishtadlin? Where do you find the Lachatchilo B'devet in the Torah? If it says, Shenema Amor Lahem Miklau, She'ena Makri Mehem, so they can't do it. That's it. What is this Mishtadlin? We try to keep the halacha, but if we can't, so then we reduce our standard. I mean, we're matir kohen. I mean, either you're allowed to or you're not allowed to. As Mashmi says it pretty straight, Am Elohim, Maklal Sheina Makra Mehem. It's not lachatchila the din. And what kind of lachatchila be the Yad Min Raisa? Okay, so that's another point here, another question. Okay. Now we're going to take a Tesfis. Tesfis, Daf Mem Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil, V'chol Kach Lama, V'fi She'ein Onin Amen B'Mikdash. So the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that what? Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara is going on the Mishnah, like we mentioned, and the Mishnah says that Birchas Kohanim Ketzad Dachlam Zayin Aveiz on the bottom B'Medina Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos B'Medina, like here we say three brachos U'B'Mikdash Bracha Achas. It's all one bracha. So the Gemara says, V'chol kach lama, Rashi, Sheb Mikdash Omer Eshloshtan Bracha Achas. Why in the Mikdash does he say it as one bracha? She'ein Amein B'Mikdash. Because you're not allowed to answer Amein B'Mikdash. V'ein kan b'mala hafsik. There's nothing to be mafsik in. So therefore, it comes out as one bracha. So Tosfos says, Tema, V'haloha yu'onin baruch shem kvav malchusa lolam v'ed kishayu shom in shem ha'kadosh kidesnan perek amalahem amamuna u'beperek tarif b'kalfi v'zeh haya hefse gudl me'an yasameh. So Tosfos kasha is, yeah, they didn't answer amen, they answered baruch shem kvav malchusa lolam v'ed. So after each pasuk they answered baruch shem kvav malchusa lolam v'ed. That's a bigger hefsek than amen. So after each pasuk. So therefore, because every time you have the Shem Hashem, and each one you have the Shem Hashem, Recho Hashem, Yishmecho, you're Hashem Panavelach Yisrael, he's Hashem Panavelach Yisrael Hashem. So you always have the. So Tosfos learns that after each pasuk, they answered Baruch Shem Kvav Malchusel Olam Vod. Okay. And then Tosfos says, yeah. So Rabbi Ball found the Brisker Rav in the Kontrasim that asks that where do you ever see that they say Baruch Shem Kvav Malchusel Olam Vod at the end of the Pasuk? They say Baruch Shem, Kishayil Om Shom Res Hashem Amafurash, like it says in the Piyut on Yom Kippurim, Mafurash Yotzei Mipi Galin Gadol B'Kedusha V'Tara Yukarim Mishtachnim V'Noflim Apneim V'Amim Baruch Shem Kol Hazor Ma'avad. So where did Tosfos get the Havamina to say Baruch Shem Kol Hazor Ma'avad at the end of the Pasuk? And he retracts from that, and that's what his answer is. He says, V'Shema, jump down a few lines, till about five lines before the bottom. V'Shema ha'yu onin baruch shem kvo mochus ha'lolam vo'ed la'alter. Kishayu shomin shem ha'nichbad v'hanora. So now he goes back to the normal. V'lo ha'yu mamtinin atzof ha'pasek. So therefore, l'fi she'lo ha'yu mafsikin ben pasek la'pasek, since they weren't mafsik between each pasuk, choshev lehu k'mo bracha achas. So it's all one bracha because they weren't mafsik at the end of the pasuk. Okay? Okay, so we're going to have to come back and explain this thesis. Alright, come back and explain this thesis. Yeah. Havmina and the maskana too, a little bit, because... The fish oil mafsik in being possible. Possible, chashul work ma brachas, but they are mafsik. So why is it brachas? Alright, but anyways, we have to come back and explain and elaborate a little more on that. Okay? Okay, Rambam, the Rambam Perek Tesvav, Nesias Kapayim, Hilchos Tzilah. So, halacha ches, am shehim achori hakohanim einan b'chol bracha. The am that's in back of the kohanim are not b'chol bracha. V'om mitzideihem areihem b'chol bracha. V'im hoysa mechitza bein hakohanim v'bein hamizborchim, afilu yichom asher u'barzel hol u'pneihem mul pnei hakohanim, yev ponim k'neged ponim, areihem b'chol bracha. Okay. Now the Rambam goes on. Halacha tes. Nesias kapayim ba'asar. The kohanim min aminim. You have five kohanim and five Yisraelim. So you have five kohanim and five Yisraelim. So five kohanim go up to Duchen and Yisraelim on Mizbochim and they answer Amen. What about Beis HaKnesses Shekulam kohanim? So there the Rambam says, Kulam nosim eskapeyam. All of them. We assume he means that one of them is a shatz, because you have to have a marla. But the problem is lamihei mevorchim. Who are they mevorech? So the Rambam answers, lachem shebetzofon v'lachem shebedorom. In other words, the am shebesadas. I'm not going to go into tzofon and dorom. Who answers Amen after them? Hanashim v'ataf. What is the, suddenly Hanashim and Ataf qualify for the Amen here? V'im, then he says, V'im nisharu shom asara kohanim yoser alevo, shalol duchan. I assume he means, like, for instance, some of them may be, some of them are not royal duchan. Or they weren't okrim ragleyem be avodah. So, and there's 10 of them, onin amen. So then the 10 answer amen, v'asha'ar mevarchim. Okay, but who are they mevarch? The am shebesaros. So there's two things here. First of all, suddenly when it comes to am shebesaros, everything's relaxed. All the halachas are relaxed. You don't need panim keneged panim. You don't need shmiyas habracha. And you do need a niyas amen, apparently. Why? I don't know, but you need a niyas amen. And then also the Rambam says, if the ear shall kula kohanim, you need a sarah kohanim to answer amen. But if you have 10 Kohanim and Aminyan, so you only have five Yisraelim, so that's enough. So five Yisraelim are as good in this case as 10 Kohanim. I mean, what kind of a formulation is this? If it's Kohanim, you need 10. If it's Israel, I'm 5 will do. Okay? Yes, yeah, so we want to... We want to come back and answer this minute, okay? Yeah, then there's a... The interesting is, we mentioned the Maamar Kamos, there's a Magen Avraham that says that he paskins that like the Mechaber paskins and the Nosa Kalim on this halacha, that if it's Israelim you need only 5 or less than 10. And why? The Israel Ha'onim Amen Aval Hacha the Kulam Im Kohanim. So he doesn't explain what the asar is, but for some reason they're not chashuv. So therefore, but if you have 5 Yisraelim or 4 Yisraelim is good. So that's how the Magen Avraham paskens. That you don't need, if you have, for instance, 20 people, and there's 5 Yisraelim and 15 Kohanim, so the 5, all the Kohanim go to Duchin, all 15 Kohanim, and the 5 Yisraelim remain, and they're the Mizbarchim. But the Rabbi Akiva Eger argues on him and wants to say no, that just like by Kohanim you need 10, so what I should do here also is take from the 5 Kohanim and be mitzarif to the 5 Yisraelim, so you have an anias amen of 10. So it's machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Magen Avraham. So we want to come back to try to resolve this machlokes. Okay. Yeah. So the amshe besados is difficult to understand. How then it's not punishing upon him. And the and Ir Shekula Kohanim is also hard to understand. Something's going on there. Okay. Now we also wanted to explain a small point, but a halachic point, whether, and it comes up on Yom Kippur, whether the Kohanim have to wash their hands again for Birchas Kohanim, or they could rely on Atilas Yadayim Shel Shachris. So We have on that a tshuva from Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, that the Rambam paskin that that they don't have to, they could rely on the Netilas Yadayim Shachris, on the Netilas Yadayim Shachris. What? Well, you mean the Rambam Shita in Yom Kippurim?
Yeah.
The Rambam is Perek Tesvav Alachei. Tumas Hayadayim Ketzer. Kohen Shlo Notlis Yodav Lo Yisos Kapov. Ela Notlis Yodav Ara Prak. Kiderach Shemekachin Lo Avodav. Ach Kach Mevarach. Shenemar Su Yidechem Kodesh Baruch Hos Hashem. Okay. So the Medayek from the Rambam, because he says Tumas Sayadayim Ketzad, and he doesn't say Tara Sayadayim Ketzad, that it's only a problem with Tumah. But there's no halacha of Tahara Sayadayim, that it should be Metahar Yodov right at the same time, right before he does the Olav Duchim. Okay? Yeah, so the Kesef Mishnah mentions already that... Excuse me. The Lishne. The Lishne Dayek. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. Kesemishne. Yeah. Upirish Rashi Shalon Adal Yadav Lefnei Alosa Leduchon. Klomar, v'afa pishinot al shachris, v'chein eskimu ateses. So Rashi and Tosfos both maintain that even if he's not Yodav Shachris, he has to be Chozer and not Yodav. Okay? The Ein Nirah came Yediv Rabbeinu, because of Tumas Yadayim, the Ikish and not Yodav Shachris, Osik Taras Yadayim Meboyaway, Sharei Einam Tmeos, Elashitzorach Losef Tyrol Tyrosim, Vod in Isa Havale Lichtov Afa Pisha Ein Yodav Meluchlochos, There's a lashana. Kosev a rabbi of Rome and ben a rabban. Halacha lemaisel of nei abba marizal. Vizulasa mimori hatara. Shekol kohen aome betfila. Yigash lebirchas kohanim. V'somech al netilis yadayim v'krishma v'tfilah ad kalashim. So it's a raya from the Rambam's Lashon himself, and from the Kabbalah from the Rambam, from Avram ben Rambam, that that's what the Rambam held. So that's one of the things that we wanted to also define the machlekes, the Rambam with the other with the other Rishon, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, one more point that I'm just going to throw in here. You might not think it's a question, but we're going to bring it down anyways. The question is like this. The Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha is Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushoso Shel Aharon V'Tzivanu L'Vorech HaSamo Yisrael B'Ava. So the question is, what is this B'Ava? If the tzivu is lavorech es amo Yisrael, so one would think it would have to be la'ava, bi'ava. I mean, what kind of a bracha is if the guy hates the guy and he just mouths words, I mean, empty words? What kind of a bracha is that? So that's not a, it's not a bracha. I mean, the words don't make the bracha. You need a mavorech. A mavorech has to be bi'ava. It would seem that way. I mean, you can insist that maybe you're just mouthing the words, but it seems to me it's not, it doesn't make sense that way. Okay, so apparently there's an alternative way which you shouldn't do, which is below Ava. So we want to define what is that way. What is that way, shelo b'Ava, that you're not allowed to do? That's against the tzibur. Okay? Okay, Rosa. Those are the questions. That's correct. That's correct, but it seems that even though it's V'ani Avorachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Mavorach, but they have to have Kavana to be Mavorach also. Because they have Kavana to be Mavorach. But the efficacy of the Bracha is not in their hands. The efficacy is V'ani Avorachim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay?
But to be saying, in other words, the
Maisa
Mitzvah
saying, that's it. The Maisa and Maisa Mitzvah, they have to have a mind to be Mavarech. But they are not the ones that effectuate the Bracha. The ones that effectuate the Bracha is a Kadosh Baruch
Hu.
It is
a Cheftish Shel Bracha. Otherwise, you couldn't call it Birchas Kahanim. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Why is it Birchas Kahanim altogether? That
right.
was one of my questions.
So it's Birchas Hashem?
But right. That is one of the questions. I just want to clarify that.
Right, okay, good. Okay, Rabboso, we'll stop here. Right now we're taking the Grizz in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the first Grizz. So the Rambam says, yeah. Rambam's Perek Beis Halacha Zayin in Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Rambam is Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam brings down the Shita that says that by Megadeif that Yeniskal for Adni also. Yeah, I'm sorry, he brings down a sheet that holds the Yeniskal only for Shem Avaya. But he holds thing in this Galshnam. Okay. V'yesh mishem mefarish enechayev el al shem yudkev ofke. V'ani yomer shal shneim winesko. Okay, so the Griz goes on that Rama. So the Griz says, Tzorachi and Habir Bazeh. The Rezeh Lechor, Poshet. The Shem HaMyuchad, Ein Arak Echad. Ve'ich Efshishi and Niskel Al Shneim. So the Griz asks, very well, I mean, how is it possible to say that you should be Niskel and Adni? V'gamika plukta shemevi ramam chayavim galam al shem da adnes alo tzricha biru pirish. Ma yisod pluktasam bazeh. What's the machlekes here? So he answers, he says, the Gemara says that the Gemara quotes an introduction, zesh mi lovam bazeh zichri l'dor dor, lo kemosh ani nechtav ani nikra, nechtav ani bi yudkev avkev nikra balav dalet. Okay, so the Briskerov says very well. He says it means the kriya of Havaya is Adni. So in other words, it's a din in the kriya that nichtavani ba yudkevavkev and nikrani balaf dalet. So it's a loch in the kriya. Lochi chayev b'megadef v'avizeh b'chal v'nog Hashem Hashem v'kachi nikivosa shol shem zil and yinak kriya. Ulochi kasdash ne'am uniska. The benkach u'benkach are pirish l'shem amyuchat shu shem avaya. Avol einach anami d'zeh gam arambam sri l'ulei d'rak shem avaya mikri shem amyuchat v'lo shem adnas. So he says that he really holds that it's only the Shem HaMiuchad. But since the Shem HaMiuchad is Nikra B'Alef Dalet, so Alef Dalet is also brought in as a Kriya for the Shem HaMiuchad. So you have the Shem HaMiuchad. So then he goes on, he says, V'nir D'Bazeh Kuli HaMasfir Le'achi D'Zehu Yisori Yadin D'Zeh Shmi V'Zeh Zichri Da Kriya Da Adnis Mikri le'inyin kol adinim shekara gam l'shem ha'kos v'shem shem avaya. With regard to kriya, if you kare adni, you will kare shem avaya. Ochen kol zehu l'inyin berchus kohanim u'kedome denem adinu d'kos v'aruch d'akonam tzirichum v'aruch tafka b'shem zeh ha'kos v'parsh u'bozehu denem ralach d'bekriyaz v'shel adnus chashir v'shekara baruchu es yisrael b'shem avaya shehu ha'kos v'parsh. That through the kriya, the shame adni is really the shame hamyuchad. But by megadev, there's no kriya. Ava by megadev shein sham havaya klal. There's no shame havaya at all. Man mashvi lekriyoso shetechashu lekriya l'shem hamyuchad. Okay. So he says, okay, so therefore the Griz says that over here it's not locomotion on the Nechtav on the Nikra. Because there's no Kriya. So Lachor, it's a plea on the Rambam. But he says, then he comes back, he says, Ubezeu the Cholik Rambam, Masrilek, the Kivin, the Havian, Miya, Kriya, Gamling, and Shem, Am Yuchod, Al Kain, Gamba Megadev Favi Zebachlam Farshas Hashem Vachai Vekamav Shekasavna. So, okay. So, what we wanted to say in the Griz is that when it comes to Megadev, is Bizu Hashem. So, therefore, even Hashem, which is a vehicle of Kriya, you're also Chayev. Even though he's just saying Adni is not being korei, so the Shem Havaya is not emerging from a kriya, but nevertheless the Shem Adni is not emerging from a kriya. Nevertheless, the Shem Adni is a vehicle of Havaya in kriya. So with regard to Megadev, that's all you need. That's all you need. Okay. The other side holds you must have the Shem Havaya. So it's only going to emerge through Kriya. And the Ram holds that it's enough as a reference. As long as you're referencing a shame which functions as a kriya for avaya, so then you're chayef. And the other shittos, you need shame avaya itself. Okay? So now we went on another grid, on Voschana. Voschana el Adashem, Voeshahi lemar, Adashem elikim. So there the first one is Adni. And the second one is Havaya. So you don't say Adashem, Adashem. Because that way of Masar, you don't say Tushem Hashem Hashem. So the second one becomes not Adni, but Elikim. So Rashi says, what does it mean? It means Rachum Bedin. Rachum Bedin. So Rashi says, Adni Elikim, so it's Racham B'din, because Adni is Racham and Elikim is Din. So Ramban asks, Ramban says, if you take a look at Ramban aside, he says, Lo Duck. Rashi was not Duck over here. Why? Because the second shame is really the shame Havaya. It's not Elikim. It's not Elikim. So, therefore, in the Shema Havaya is Midas HaRachman. So the Ramban switches it around. And he says that really over here, the second shame is Midas HaRachman. And Adni is really Din. Okay, you go for Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. He switches it around. Switches it around. Okay. Right. So he brings it down. Rachamadim, Ramban Sham Hikshelza, Darehacha, Hashem Arishon, who cusses Balaf Dalit, Hashemi, who cusses Beyud K, Shumidis Rachamim, Velachem Pirishu, Diversifilipuch, Shemashi Amru, Komo Komshinem, Hashem Zumidis Rachamim, Hakavonahi, Ki Hashem Hashemi, Shebekanu Midis Rachamim, Vu Hashem Am Yuchat. That's when it says, whenever. What? Adni's din.
Isn't Adni Racham?
Except when it's the Shem Am Yuchad. Except when it's a reference to the Shem Am Yuchad.
Oh, except
when. Right.
So Adni is.
Right.
Adam, right? In general,
it's Din. Adon. Adon is din. The Bem is hard that the Hashim lo kishani nichtavani nikra she baba ze halacha she the Hashem anikra hu kriyasa shel Hashem anichtav zehu raka kriya shel alaf dalad hu kumvu begumar nichtavani be yud kei ve nikra baaf dalad pirush Hashem v'shnei shem oslam du shem akshiv du shem akriya tayin akriya shel alaf dalad v'zehu she nikra shem amyuchot kenal avo kishanu karnos o lakim ein zu kriyasa shel Hashem anichtav. Okay, so he wants to answer the Ramban. That the Ramban's kasha is the second shame is really what? Is the shame Havaya. So that's the shame of Rachman. So therefore he has to reverse it. And Rashi is wrong, because Rashi's saying that it's Elikim, but it's not real Elikim. So the Brisker Rav wants to say that really when it says Lo Kamoshani Nechtavani Nikra, that's true that the Shem Havaya is Nikra Balaf Dalet. But over here you can't do it because you have Adni already, the first one's Adni. You can't do Adni twice. Right? So therefore you have to say Elokim. So he says, that's like every kriyuksiv. It's a kriyuksiv. In other words, it's two layers. First you have the shame on nichtav. That's Havaya. Then you have the shame on nikro, which is adni. That's not kriyuksiv. That's simply the way it's supposed to be. That's not a kriyuksiv. That's the kriyas Hashem on yuchad. But over here, since you can't do it, you have a kriya nixiv on top of that. Okay, you have a kriya nixiv on top of that. So therefore, you can't say adni. So you have to say alakim. So the kamosha on the nikra ni balaf dalit is a kriya nixiv that tells you to say alakim. Okay, so Rashi's going by the kriya nixiv. Like Balma, whenever they have a kriya nixiv. In other words, it's two layers. One layer is Shem Adni Mitoch HaKsav. Shem HaMiyuchod is the Ksav. Shem Adni Mitoch HaKsav. But now you have a kriya nixiv on top of that. Because you can't use the Shem Adni. Okay, so Rashi darshins the kri. And the kri is Adni Elokim. Racham Bedin, because Rashi holds the Adni is Rachman. Okay. Okay. So that's how he answers. V'lachein sfir le'el Rashi. He says b'sof devarav da Hashem elakim dehacha umidas adin v'lo midas rachman. Da'af da'aksiva he biyudkei avolakri hacha hu Hashem achal legamri v'lo Hashem anechta. Okay, it's not the Shem HaNechtov, like we said before, that Adni is Shem HaNechtov, but it's a Shem HaChalagamri, it's a Kri, and it's a Kri. So Rashi's dashing a Kri. What's wrong with that? Okay. So we wanted to ask on the Briskerov's answer. Because there are, lechora, two types of Kri and Ksiv. For instance, you have a Kri and Ksiv by Eliezer, Eli. Ulai lo sova or isha lelechas acharai. So it says Eli lo sova. So that's a real, genuine kri niksiv. If you read the ksiv, it means something else altogether. It has different meaning. And asher lo choma, lower than aleph or lower than vav. So it's two different meanings. Okay, two different meanings. But then you have another type of kriyaksiv. Like, for instance, you have yishkaveno, you say b'mokom yishgoleno. Or you say b'afolim b'mokom b'tchorim. Right? Now, to me, it seems that's a different kind of kriyaksiv. Because of the kavod, you switch it to a Lushan, that's right. The Lushan is Ena Maguna. So there it would seem it's a halacha of a Kri Niksiv in the Gavra. There it's a Kri Niksiv in the Gavra. In other words, that the Gavra can't read Yishgoleno. But it's not a Kri Niksiv in the Cheftza. In other words, the Cheftza of Yishgoleno doesn't become Yishgaveno, it's just you don't read Yishgaveno. So that's a Kri Niksiv in the Gavra. That the Gavra is Kore Yishgaveno, but Makom Yishgaveno, but it's not a change in the word itself. It's not a shinui in the word. You follow? In other words, Yishgaveno, Yishgaveno, the same.
I mean, they both synonyms.
Yes, they're synonyms. Exactly. So the halacha is that the gavra should read a synonym for the word. But that's not the case by Ulai and Eli. Over there, it's a shini in the cheftza itself. The kri in the cheftza, the kri is halacha in the cheftza of the word itself. So that's why I want to say that the Ramban is right, really. Because what do we have over here? You have Adni Elokim. Adni Elokim. Yeah, so the Ramban is right, because what kind of a Kri Niksiv is this? A Kri Niksiv in the Gavra or a Kri Niksiv in the Cheftza? So over here, it's certainly not a Kri Niksiv in the Cheftza, because the Cheftza is Avaya, and Avaya demands Adni. But since you can't be Maskir Adni twice sequentially, So therefore, you have to say alekim. So it's halacha in the gavra, and it's a kriya ksiv in the gavra, because the gavra can't say adni twice. So therefore, the Ramban says that this shame is really havaya. It's not the shame of the kri, because the Ramban is speaking in terms of a chefza. And the chefza is the chefza of havaya. The only thing is that because the gavra can't say twice adni, so therefore he says olekim. So that's why the Ramban is really right. Rashi is, can't darshan this kri. You could darshan a kri if it's a genuine kri, but if it's just a kri in the gavra, you can't darshan it. It's only bavir. Okay, that's the answer to Ramban. I mean, Ramban knew it's a kri and a ksiv. Okay, that's what Ramban says. The real shame here is the shame of Avaya. It's not really the shame of me. Not really the shame of Lekim, sorry. And even though it's a kri and a ksiv, but it's not a kri, not a real kri and a ksiv. It's not saying that the shame of Avaya should be nikra Lekim. But because of the impossibility of the gavra doing it twice, so he has to switch shalakim. Okay, so you can't darshan that. That's just in the gavra. It's not in the chefta. It's not in the chefta shel pasuk. How do we answer Rashi? We said Rashi was bothered with one thing. How could you have? It's true you can't say adni twice, but how could you say alakim? Right? How could you say alakim? In other words, you shouldn't be able to use alakim the makam avaya, because it's a different meaning. Okay? So Rashi answers, because it comes out to the same meaning anyways, because it's racham bedin. And since Shem Avaya is Racham Bedin also, because it's Shem Racham, so that's why you could use Elikim. Rashi's explaining, because it still comes out to the same meaning of he's a Racham Bedin, so it's Midas a Rachamim. That's why you're allowed to use Elikim. That's what Rashi's explaining. Okay? But the meaning is Racham. The meaning is the same thing as the Shem Amyucha. The meaning is Racham Bedin. Right. The meaning of the phrase, that's what Rashi is really saying. That's how we answer Rashi. Okay? Yeah, it's interesting. There's three times the Torah mentions this lashon of Adni Havaya. One is by Avraham Avinu, but Hashem Elokim Matit Livanochi Olach Hariri. And also by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Ego in Dvarim, where he says, and the third time is when he was mispalled to go into Eretz Yisrael. So apparently it's used exclusively in a time of great need. Okay? That's right. The Navi uses it a lot. The Navi uses it a lot. Could be. At any rate, we see from here that there's a shame adni that emerges from the ksav, right? Lokomoshani nichtavani nikra, like the Briskerov says in the first piece, and there's a shame adni that doesn't emerge from the ksav, like by Megadeth. Okay? What kind of a Shem Adni emerges from Birchas Kahanim? Is it simply that Birchas Kahanim requires a Shem Adni? Like Rashi, like the Gemara says in what was the Gemara? Gemara was in Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara in Tazayin and Chagiga Mestagel B'Sholosh Dvarim, B'Sholosh Dvarim is Ein of Chaos. So he says, so the Gemara says, B'Kohanim B'Zman Shebeis Midrash Kayim Shayu Omdin Al Duchonon U'Mevorchem Es Yisrael B'Shem Amfarsh. So that's where Rashi says, Shashchina Shor Al Kishrei Etzbosein. The Shechina is on their knuckles. Okay? All right. So that's a, so the question is, the shame Havaya that you use in the Migdosh, does it, or Bigvulin when you use Adni, okay, is it a shame that emerges from the Kriya, or is it simply that the Birchas Kohanim requires shame Havaya? Okay? So I want to say like this, that, and this is the main point of this year, that we have a strange bracha that everybody struggled with. Okay? So he brings down, the Otsar Thrills brings down that. What do you mean, Brachina Babracham Shleshes? I understand. But what is Batarak Suva? So the Otsar Thrills brings down that they wanted to switch it around. Instead of saying Batarak Suva, they wanted to say Haksuva Batara. But he brings down that that's definitely wrong. He says, because there isn't a single nuscha that has batara ksuva, I mean, it has haksuva batara, and every single nuscha has batara ksuva. There isn't a single nuscha that has haksuva batara. It's always batara ksuva. So what I wanted to say is like this, that in Birchas Kohanim there's two halachas here. One halacha is the text serves as a bracha. It's a text of bracha. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha is a text of bracha, and the kohanim were mitzuvim to be mevarech Yisrael with that text. But there's another halacha that it's batorah haksuva. There's a din of Torah here that the kohanim are engaged in. They're engaged in limud ha-Torah, Torah shebichsav, a din of limud. Okay? So, borcheinu ba-bracham shulashes is one thing. That's the text, the Birchas Kohanim, the text of the Birchas Kohanim. But ba-Torah ksuva means the Torah that was ksuva de Moshe avdecho, ha-amura li-aron u-levonov. This Torah was nimsa to Aaron u-levonov, as a vehicle of bracha. As a vehicle of bracha. The Torah itself is the bracha. So it said b'taras psukim and kriya and limud. So as a matter of fact, the nusach of the temonim in their siddur is, I don't think the Rambam, does Rambam have it in his siddur? I don't know. But in the text in the Yadi has it like we have it. But the Temanim have, their text is, Barcheinu Babracha Mishulashis, Ho'amura Li'aron Ulefon of Kohanim. They left that with her. It's a Ho'amura Li'aron Ulefon of. But they mean that, one second. I mean, I'm sorry, they say Batara or Amur Le'aron Levanov, I believe.
That's also, that's Torah.
Batara.
Batara Amura.
But, what was that enough?
Batara Amur Le'aron Levanov.
Batara Amur Le'aron Levanov, okay.
It's different
that way.
The first has the other way.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Which one has which? But the Rambam has what?
The Torah.
Barachin Abraham Shaleshes.
Batara Amur Le'aron Levanov.
Batara Amur Le'aron Levanov. So you see clearly from that text that the Torah was nimsarili, a special mesiras haTorah to Aaron Levanov as a vehicle of Birchas Klal Yisrael. Okay? That's in other words, the girsa that we have in our Rambam is not the right girsa. That's why I got mixed up here. Because he says, Batarak suva alyadei Moshe Avdecha, like we have, Hamura mipei Aharon Avanav Kohanim. But the Muga has it differently. Has the Muga have it? Batarah Hamura li Aharon Avanav. So that's a more clear expression than we have. Okay, Batarah Hamura li Aharon Avanav means that the Torah is nimset to Aharon Avanav. So the bracha is a double bracha. It's a text of bracha that the Kohanim amavarech, and it's also a kriyas psukim. And that's why the Rambam says, for instance, the Rambam in Perek Abasar Halacha Gimel, Kishem Ashlimin Pasuk Rishon Kolon Onin Ome. V'chozer shliach tzibur makros on pasuk sheni mila milov hein onim achem ashlimim pasuk sheni v'chol om onin omim v'chem v'pasuk shlishi ki she yashlimu ha-kohanim gimel psukim. He doesn't say ki she yashlimu kohanim birchos ha-bracha, but ki she yashlimu ha-kohanim gimel psukim. It's a halacha in kriyas psukim. Okay? So there, the Shem Havaya emerges from the Ksav. It emerges from the Ksav, okay? Yeah, and that's why Taisus says Akasha on Rabbeinu Hill. Yes, Akasha on Rabbeinu Hill. Yeah, that's why Taisus says Akasha on Rabbeinu Hill. Where the Gemara says, over there, the Gemara says, V'samua shemi, Kosvachas, V'tanyirach, Kosvachas b'nei Yisrael, B'shem ha-mefo'rash, Lamed chesam ha'alaf, Ata omer b'shem ha-mefo'rash, O'ena ela b'kinoi, Tamad loma v'samua shemi, shemi ha-miyuchad li. Okay, so Taisus brings down O'ena Ella Bikino, Rabbeinu Hillel Pirish, Bisafri Bikino, Ikigun Kael, Elakim Tzvakos. Because that's the literal meaning of Kinoi. Velo Mistaver, Deicha Taisak Adaiti Lishibushi Kra, Lameimar, Yvorechacho Elakim, B'makam Shem Ben Arba Osios, Ella Bikini Yeshnam Kikriyas of Altalan. So Kinoi is not exactly what she Taisus says. So the what's Taisus Kasha? If it's the bracha, so why can't you say Elikim? It's a text. So you see, Taisus clearly holds how can you be mishabish to psukim, because he holds it really is kriya. It's kriya and limud. So if it's kriya and limud, you're being mishabish to psukim. The bracha emerges through the kriya of the Torah. So therefore, you're being mishabish to psukim if you use the kale or the kim or tzvakos. Right? That's what Taisus is saying. So you see from Taisus clearly that there's a din limud over here through the Kohanim. It's not just a din, the text of a bracha. Okay? Okay, now we can understand the Taisus on Mem Amid Beis. But Taisus says, Akasha, V'kolchach Loma, why does the Mishnah say that it's one bracha b'migdash, l'fisha ein onin amein b'migdash? Right? So you have to read it consecutively. Tema, V'aloha y'onin baruch shem from mechusa lalom void, k'sha yishom shem ha-kadosh, k'nisnam perek amalem ha-mamuna, u'b'perek tarif v'kalfi, v'zeha y'hefse gadol meini yisamein. So it certainly should be three psukim. So Taisus learned that they say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Olam Vaed, where? At the end of the pasuk. So Taisus answers, no. V'shema, I'm jumping down to the answer. V'shema ha'yu onim bar shem kvam ochus lalom vod la'alta k'sha ha'yu shomin shem ha'nichbad v'anora v'lo ha'yu mamtinin atzof ha'pasuk. U'lefi sh'lo ha'yu mafsikim ben pasuk l'pasuk choshev lehu k'mo bracha achas. That's what Taisa says. Memon beis. So what's the happening? So the Brisker Rav asked, Hanach Bor told me that he saw Brisker Rav asked the question, where do you ever see that you say that you answer Baruch Shem from Chuslom Avod after the Shem Havaya, like they said in Zavame, at the end of the party? You don't answer the Baruch Shem is always on the Shem Havaya immediately. So what's Taisa Zavamin? But according to us, the Havamina Maskana is totally in what the Shem Havaya is. Is the Shem Havaya, then the Havamina Taisa held it's the Shem exclusively of Limud and Kriya, So then the Shem Havaya is, so therefore you can't answer Baruch Shem till the end of the Limud. Because the Shem Havaya here by Birchas Kahanim is the Shem Havaya of Kriya and Limud. So you're not finished with the Shem Havaya until you finish the Pasuk. Because that's the nature of the Shem Havaya. So that was Taisus Havamina. Taisus Maskana is that the Shem Havaya is the Shem Havaya of Bracha. Because Bracha, Lama Lusharis Levarech Bishmal. Lusharis Levarech Bishmal. So it's Allah and Bracha. If it's Allah and Bracha, so then they say Baruch Shem for Mechus Lalam Ved immediately. Okay, that's the Havamina Maskana Thesis. And Thesis goes Lushitasa. Right, so there's two psukim actually. One is Ba'is and Dvarim Yud Pasuk Ches. Ba'is Ahi Hivdil Hashem Ashevet Halevi Laseis Asaram Brusad Hashem. That's going on Levium. The second half, Lamo Lashem Hashem Sharso Levarch Bishmo, that's going on the Kahana. Okay, so one Pasuk is Lamo Lashem Hashem Sharso Levarch Bishmo. That's Allah of the Din Havaya and Bracha. Barchein Abba Bracham Shalashis. But the other parsha, the parsha in Naso, Kosovokos Me Yisrael Amol Lahem, that's the Shem Havaya that emerges from the Kriya and the Limud. So it's really two parshas in the Torah. Okay. Yeah. So one of the questions we had was that the Rambam has a different lashon when they sit in Birchas Kehanim than he does in Hilchas Yom HaKippur, where he has the same problem. What's the problem? The problem in Birchas Kahanim is how you maskir the shame after the Misas Shimon HaTzadik. So there the Rambam says they weren't maskir the shame because shelo yumar oso odom she'enu kahogan. So they did. So they did away with the shame. Okay, they dispensed with it. But in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, he says differently. He says in Perek Beis, he says like this: Ketzad Omer Halachavav. Ono Hashem chatosi avisi upashati lefonecha. Ono Hashem kaper no lachatoim v'lavonos v'lapshoim shechatosi v'shavisi v'shepashati. Shenemar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper alechem l'tarasem mekol chatosechem. Lefnei Hashem titor. Harei shlosha pa'amim hizkir Hashem. Because first in Ono, and then the second Ono, and then Shenemar, ki vayom hazeh yechap aleichem l'tarizchem in kochat asechem v'nei Hashem t'torah. So it's three. U'kishuhu nosein al sor achatas asagorol omer l'Hashem chatas. That's why we mentioned that in the Siddur, you shouldn't say l'avni chatas. You should say l'Hashem chatas. because that's what he said. Okay? Nimtza maskir es Hashem biyom ze asar pa'amim. Ubechulam hu maskir kechsovo shehu Hashem ha-mefarash. Barishon ahoyah magbiya kolo b'shem. Originally, he'd raise his voice. Kivan she rabu prutzin chazru la'omro b'kol namach. Umavliya bin imus achele akiru bo afilu chavera v'akayana. So he said it very quietly, and he was mafliya the shame. But he didn't dispense with the shame. He didn't dispense with the shame. So the question on the Rambam is, the Gemara says, Zeshmi le'olam, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, the sum was Shmi al b'nei Yisrael, b'nei avarchem, that minayin shebashem ha'mafarash, because it says, the sum was Shmi. So you see that it's indispensable that you use the Shem HaMiyucha. So how come in Birchas Kahanim he dispensed with it? And with regard to Yom HaKippurim, he was Mavliya. He was Mavliya. The Kohen Gadol was Mavliya. Right? Yeah, and Tosfos answers the question. Tosfos asks the same question. But Tosfos answers because he says that there was no Gili Shechina anymore after the Misa of Shimon HaTzadik. That's Teis Islam of Chesem Aleph. So that's why it was like it was considered like Gvulin. Because once there's no Hashra Shechina, so it's considered like Gvulin, so that's why they weren't Maskei the Shem. Okay? But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that, because the Rambam just says straight. He doesn't say that because there's no Ashur Ashkina, it's not Mikdash anymore. He says because somebody may hear, and it'll be Shiloh Kahogan, so therefore he says, so you say the Shem Adni. It says, V'somo Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'nei Avarachem, and that's indispensable. Right? So that's what I wanted to say. That over here, since we're saying now that there's two frameworks, is a framework of bracha and a framework of limud. And the shame havaya, in Birchas Kahanim emerges from limud and ksiva, and kriya and limud. So in limud, there are different levels of limud. So the limud, the highest level is the Shem Havaya, which is the highest level of limud. Okay? But then there's a lower level of limud, which is Adni. So the Rambam maintains that even in Migdash, where it says the Shmi HaMiyuchad, so you're allowed to do it, Kemosha Ani Nikra. It's a lower level, but it still is a kiyum of limud ha-psukim, and the psukim are still intact, and therefore it's birkas klal yisroel al yedei kohanim al yedei kriya. Al yedei kriya. You see? And to hear, Tosfos is lishitaso, because Tosfos says that when did they say baruch shem? Not at the end of the pasuk, not at the end of the limud, but they said it when they heard the shem. Because he learns the Shem Havaya is what? Is a shame for Lamo Lishar Solavarach Mishmo. That's where the Shem Havaya is Navaya from. So if that's the case, so they have to say it as soon as they hear it. So that's why Tosfos has to say that it's indispensable. The Sama Shemi Albanes Albanyavarach. So you need the Shem Havaya, it's indispensable. So that's why Tosfos has to say that after the Misa of Shimon HaTzadik, so there was no more Ashura Shechina, so it was just like Gvulin, so that's why they could use the Shem Adni. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way, because the Rambam holds that since it's Noveya from Limud, so you can go down one Madrega in Limud, and you could Lokomosh Ani Nechtav Ani Nikra, but it's still Limud.
Go by the Talmud.
So, and you go by the Talmud. The Talmud's not Roy, so the Limud goes by the Talmud. That's why he uses that Lashon. Talmud She'eino Kahogan. That's the Lashon he uses in Talmud Torah. Asulame Tama Chainakovit. Okay? Well, when it,
the Rambam himself.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. The Rambam talks about Limud. That's right. Ellie's right. The Rambam talks about Limud over there specifically. He says that the Malame, the Shema Mafarish, to the Talmidim once in 7 years. It's all a halacha and Limud. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, why did he have to be Mavliyah? Because that's not Limud. There the Shem Havaya emerges because of Kapara's Machayev in the Shem Havaya. Ono Hashem Chotosi Avisi. Ono Hashem Kaprano. Kakosov Al Yidei, Kakosov Shenema, Kivayom Ezel Yechapar Lechem Mefarascha Mikol Chatoseichem, Mifnei Hashem Titoru is not Limud. Vahoraya in the Piyut of Yom HaKippurim, in the piyut that we use Ata Kananta. So the Paitan says, "V'afu hoya machavein ligmar es Hashem kineged hamavarchim who are korea," and they say baruch Hashem for mechus l'olam v'ed. Okay, so v'omer lahem titoru. So he breaks the pasuk up. So you see, he's not using the pasuk b'taras limud. Because otherwise you can't cope sukkah paskin motion on the paskin away. So he's mechaven ligmor es Hashem kineged hamavarchim and va'omer lahem titoru. So when we read that in the piyut, you really we always said titoru because we were afraid you're not saying a complete pasuk. But actually now we have to be mishana that in the piyut because. Va'afu hoya mischavin ligmar sashem. In other words, you should say ki vayom zeh chapa lechem tarashem mikol chatosechem lefnei Hashem. Then you say the piyut va'afu hoya mischavin ligmar sashem kinegam baruchu v'amalahem titoru. You don't need to say after the shem Hashem titoru because it's not b'toras limud and kriya. It's b'toras askaras Hashem of kapara. So that's why. That's why there's no necessity to say when you're davening on Yom HaKippurim to say ki vayom hazeh itab yechaper alechem v'aslam mikochat asechem v'fnei Hashem titar. You just say v'fnei Hashem, and then you continue with the piyut because the piyut is describing how he did it, and the Shem Hashem is not because of the pasuk is matir Hashem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is mechuyev because of kapara. It's a din in kapara. It's not a din in kriyat shema. Okay, that's why the Paitan has it that way. I remember one time I asked the Rav that question. Can you break off the titoro from the Shem Hashem? He said, you have to say it together. So he just said, no, you don't have to. He didn't explain it. But now I see that's really because it's not a loch in kriya. If it was Loch and Kriyas Pesukim, you couldn't do it. But it's not a Loch and Kriyas Pesukim. It's really a Loch and Kapara. In Kapara.
You still have Hashem?
That's right.
That's
all. Yeah, the Machzor doesn't have to talk. The Machzor has Shenemar, Kivayom Azei Chavalechem Tarasham Mirochat Asechem Fnei Hashem. And then it goes on with the Piyot. Doesn't have to talk. So Mouse is right. Okay. Now, the question was, remember there's a question that the Rashash asked on Taisus. Because Taisus asked the Kasha that what? That by Birchas Kehanim, how is it? It says, the sum was Shemi, it's indispensable. So Taisus answered, because after the Misa of Shimon HaTzadik, there was no Ashra Shechina, it was like Gvulin. So the Rashash asks, so what did Taisus do with the Gemara with Yom Kippurim? What did Taisus do with Yom Kippurim? Okay, so the answer now is very good. Because in Birchas Kohanim, the halacha is V'somo Shmi Abnei Yisrael V'ni Avarachim, B'chol ha'makom asher askir es shemi, avoy lecho verachticha. So they say, b'chol ha'makom asher avoy lecho verachticha. The Gemara reverses the pasuk, shom taskir es shemi. Right? So that's halacha in Birchas Kehanim. That Birchas Kehanim, the matter is b'chol makom asher avoy lecho verachticha, which is asher shechina. B'chol makom, how's the pasuk go? B'chol makom asher avoy lecho verachticha, in reverse. So it means that it's asher shechina that's the matter. So if the Ashur HaShechina is the matir, so after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no Ashur HaShechina. But the din of being maskir the Shem HaMeforash in Avod on Yom HaKippurim is Allah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Allah in the Kiyam Karbonis and Kapara. So there, Taisvis is maskir the Shem HaMeforash. It's not totally in a special matir of Birchas Kehanim, B'chol Mokom Asher Asker Shemi, Avoy Lecho Verachtich. It's halach and kapora of avodah and avodah b'migdash. So as long as you have migdash and avodah, you have to be masked to Shem on first because of kapora. Shenemar, ki v'yom hazeh l'chaper l'chom ta'aschem l'kocha t'aschem l'fnei Hashem. Okay? So that's the answer, that's the answer, that will answer the Rosh Hashanah's kasha as well. That's a separate matir for Birchas Kehanim and b'chol makom you need Asher HaShechina. But the din karbonos of kapara, that's a separate din in karbonos. You have to mask Hashem on Parash Mikdash.
Okay.
So that answers, I mention again if I mention. So that answers the stira between Birchas Kehanim, and between Avodah. That in Avodah, it's indispensable and you have to be Mavliya. Because kapara requires Shem Avaya. But in Birchas Kehanim, it's limud, and you yotze limud with the lower level, with the Shem Adni, yotze limud as well. Yotze limud as well, correct. And the next question we took up was the question of Am Shabbos Arvos. Okay, how is it that Am Shabbos Arvos suddenly everything's relaxed in Am Shabbos Arvos? In Am Shabbos Arvos, you have like this. That Am She'acharei HaKohanim Einam B'chlal HaBracha. That's Perek Hamisha Asa Lachachas. Okay? So we wanted to say, what is the halacha of panim keneged panim? Okay? So you have in the... You have a Tirgum Yonasan ben Azil? So you need one of the things you need is Panim Keneged Panim. Okay? So that's why the Rambam says, Amsha and Peritas Vavalaches, Amsha Chorei Kahanim Einam B'chlal HaBracha. Because it has to be Panim Keneged Panim. Even there could even be a Chomash or Barzal, but if it's a whole Pneim Lemo Pnei Kahanim, that's fine. So we wanted to say, what is the halacha of panim keneged panim? So we wanted to say, pasuk in Vaschanan, before the Atzeres HaDibros, Perakei, halacha da, pasuk da, panim befanim dibur Hashem imachem bahar mitocho esh. So the Yonas from Israel says, mamleo kaveo mamleo. Mamleo kol, like a person speaking to another person. Mamleo kol, mileo Hashem elchom betavra migay hashasa. Panim b'fanim. So panim b'fanim, panim keneged panim is really halacha in Torah. Because in Birchas Kehanim, the Mizborech has to be mekabel upon himself the fact that this special, these three psukim of Torah had were nimsar to the Kehanim in a special way to be a vehicle of bracha. It was a special mesira. So it requires panim keneged panim. That's panim keneged panim is halach in Talmud Torah. There's halach in Kabbalah Torah. So there's a special Kabbalah here. It's not a Kabbalah, it's called a Torah Kula. It's a Kabbalah that this Torah, which the Kohanim Batorah Ksuva, are murali Aaron Olavanov. So that's why it requires Ponim Keneged Ponim. Okay? That's why it requires Ponim Keneged Ponim. So that's why if he goes Am She'achori HaKohanim Einim B'chol Bracha. But what happens in an unusual case where it says where you have like this halacha tes perek hamisha asar halacha tes nesias kapayim ba'asara. The Kohen and Minaminyan. Okay, so if you have 10 people and there's 5 Yisraelim and 5 Kohanim, so you have a minyan. So the Kohanim are Nosei Kapehem, and the 5 Yisraelim are Mizborchim. Okay? Beis HaKnesses Shekulon Kohanim, Kulon Nosim Es Kapehem. Okay? So, and then he says, Ulumihe Mevarchim. Who are they Mevarch? L'acheim Shebetzofon, L'acheim Shebedarim. Lam Shebetzofon means. Umi Ona Achareyan Amen, Hanoshim Vataf. Interesting. Noshim Vataf. V'im Nishar Shom Asorah Kohanim Yoser Alelu Sha'olu Leduchon, Ha Asorah Onin Amen, Vasha'or Mevarchim. So let's say you have Asar Kohanim that weren't Oker Raglan, for instance, by Ritzei, by Avoda. So they sit in the Mokam HaTzibur and they answer Amen. And they answer Amen. So who are they Mavarech, these Kohanim? When it's a Kehillah of Basic Nest of Kulam Kohanim, who are they Mavarech, the Amshe Besaros? So it's an interesting thing. When it comes to Hamsha Besoto, suddenly you don't need Pan Rukhari Panim, you don't need Shmiya Sabracha. I mean, everything's relaxed. They're just in the field and there's some or other works. How is that possible? So what we wanted to say was that in Hamsha Besoto, the Yotze Lamod Lefnei Hashem L'Sharso L'Varech Bishmo. But Limud, there's no Kiyam Limud in the Amshav HaSavos. So you can separate out, then the Birchas Kehanim is really simply the text of the Birchas Kehanim. Text of Bracha. The Limud, they don't have any Kiyam Limud. They don't have any Kiyam Limud. That's the Am Shiva Sadas. It's only a Kiyam and Bracha. But a Kiyam Bracha they could still have. Now why, just let me explain the Kahanim over here. There's Machloikis Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Magen Avraham. Machloikis Rabbi Akiva Eger and Magen Avraham is, let's say for instance you have 20 people. 5 Yisraelim and 15 Kahanim. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says you should have 10 Gobiola, and you should have 10 Kohanim sit with the other 5 Yisraelim, because you see that you always try to have 10. That you try to have 10. So the Magen Avraham says no. He says all the Kohanim go Ol Duchim, and the 5 Yisraelim are Mizbrachim, and there's no need to have 10. According to the way we're learning, it's very good. Because the Rambam says, if you look carefully, Ulamihe Mevarchim, Lachem Shevitzachim, Lachem Shevitarim. He doesn't say to the Kehanim that are Yoshim Shom. He should say v'nishar shem asar kahanim yosar leilu shol duchon. So heim misbarchim, but they aren't. The kahanim are never misbarchim. You see, because the reason is because it's their Torah. Their Torah was given to them. It was Moser to Aaron Ulevonov as a vehicle of bracha for Klal Yisrael, not as a vehicle for bracha for Kahanim. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the Mevorech only the Am Shebesaros. But what do the ten do? All the ten do is their own Amen. Why is there Anias Amin? See, what's the idea of Anias Amin? And why is that Anias Amin is good idea Ketanim by Nashim Uktanim? Because Amin is part of the theme of Ani Avarachim. That they need an Amin. Amin means King E. So therefore you understand that's why you need an Amin from the Ketanim and from the Nashim. Because if you don't have an Amen, it means they're doing the bracha themselves. It's not a Ne'avarachim, it's a Kohanim Amavarach. So the ten Kohanim, when they sit in front of the Kohanim Amavarachim, and they answer, and stand rather, they answer Amen, okay, they answer Amen, what is the Kiyum of the Amen? The Kiyum of the Amen is that it's Vani'avarachim, that they have to say Amen. So you'll ask me, how could they say Amen since they're Kohanim? So the answer is, that's why you need 10. Why do you need 10? Because 10 has a Chalei Shem Tzibur. And the Chalei Shem Tzibur reflects Klal Yisrael. So you'll ask me, if that's the case, why can't you be Mevarech then? So the answer is, because you can't be Mevarech a Chalei Shem. You can only be Mevarech a Gavra. And since the Gavra Kehanim, you can't be Mevarech these Kehanim. But since they reflect, they contain a Chalei Shem of Tzibur, so the Amen is qualified from the Chalei Shem Tzibur. And the Amen is a Kiyum in the Vani Avarachim, and that's why you need 10. So that's why we're saying that the, not like a Bikileger, but like the Magen Avram. That there's no need to have 10. Bechlau. The only reason you have 10 is when it's 10 Kohanim and the one that are Mizbarchim are the Am Shebesaros, and you need to have the Kiyum of Ani Avarachim and the Amen, so the 10 Kohanim can't be Mizbarchim because they're Kohanim and the Torah is Mesur Elohim Mavarech, but they can be Ona Amen in order to accomplish what? In order to accomplish Ani Avarachim, because they reflect the Tzibur. Okay? Yeah. Sure. The reason why, if he's a Chorei Kohanim, good point. The reason why, if he's a Chorei Kohanim, he's not Bechal Bracha, because he's Boed the Torah. Right. So if he's Boed the Torah, but Brichas Kohanim Shel Torah, then he's not a Mizbarach. Okay, so that would answer Rabbeinu Hillel. Because Rabbeinu Hillel says he could use Keil Elokim and Tzvakos. And the question is, how could you do that? Are you mishabesh the psukim? But the Gemara over there that he's going on is a Gemara that wants to show you that you need the Shem Havaya. So the Gemara says, Kosovo chesmenei sol b'shem ha'mafarash. Ata omer b'shem ha'mafarash, o eina ela b'kinui, Talmud Loma Vesomu es Shmi Amiyuchad Li. So he's learning Kinu means Dafka Kinu. So he's learning the Torah Limud. They can't without the Shem Amiyuchad. But there is a Kiyum you see from Am Shabbosados of Betorah's Bracha alone. So Betorah's Bracha you could use a Kinu. You would think. That's the Gemara's Havamina, that you would think that they'd have a Kiyum Bracha B'Torah Skinoi. Kamash Malon Zeh Shmi Vani Avarachim Shmi Am Yuchadli. So Rabbeinu Hillel is learning the Havamina of the Gemara is not going on the Limud part. It's going on, maybe you'll think there's a kiyum of Lama L'Sharis and Levarach B'Shmo. So maybe you'll think there's a kiyum of Levarach B'Shmo without the Shem HaMiuchad. So there, it would be okay to say, Yivarechach HaLakim V'Yishmerechach. Not Petaris Torah. Petaris text, a text of Bracha. Okay? So there, the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, it's not even a text of Bracha, it's worthless. It's nothing. That's Rabbeinu Hillel, and he retains the word Kinui, Kamash Mal. Okay? So what's Taisus? So why is Taisus upset? Taisus says, how you mishabish the psukim? Rabbeinu Hillel seems to be correct. You see from the Anshe B'Sodas that there's a Kiyum of Bracha alone, right? So the answer is like this. Taisvis also agrees that there's a kiyum of bracha alone. But he holds it has to emerge from the psukim. The Shem Havaya has two kiyumim. Lamo l'shoso l'varech b'shmo and kosavacho. But you could never get the Shem Havaya without the medium of the limud, of the psukim. That's what Taisvis holds. So Taisus holds, you can't be Mishavish to Psukim. So that's why Taisus says, Kina is Lav Dafka, it means Adni. Okay? I'm Shebesoros. Yeah, I'm Shebesoros is good, but the Kahanim are doing Kriya's Psukim, they're doing Kriya and Limud. And that's where the Shem Havaya emerges, and Klal Yisrael is Mizbarech, Levarech Bishmo. But you can't dispense with Limud. That's what Taisus is saying. Okay?
When they are there in the shul, then they are.
That's right. In other words, they don't have a kiyum of partaking of the limud.
Right.
But that's what doesn't matter where they are, you don't need panim b'fanim. But the Kohanim are saying the Shem HaMiyuchad emerges al yaday limud. That's indispensable, according to Taisus. Yeah, one more thing. It also explains Taisvis on Mem Amid Beis. So whether you say Baruch Shem after at the end of the pasuk, or whether you say Baruch Shem in the middle of the pasuk, okay. So why weren't they Korea by the Berachas Kohanim, right? So the answer is, they weren't Korea because it's Limud. Even if you say it's in the middle of the Pasuk and it's on the Kiyum Bracha, but it's still Dafka al Yaday Limud. So by Limud, there's no Kriya. And Rabbi Bald found the support for this from a Brisker Rav. Because the Brisker Rav asked, how come by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, why wasn't he Korea? So he said, because in Limud you're not Korea. So that explains that though. It's good. Okay. Okay, Rosa.
Can I explain the Abba? What is that?
Oh, it's the Abba also. Should I do it now? Yeah, one more thing. We'll explain one more thing. That the question one of the questions we asked is why you say Biava? Why is it Biava? Without Ava, what kind of a bracha is it? So the answer is, if it was just a text of bracha, it's true. If you hate the guy and just force yourself to say a text, that's not the definition of bracha. But since there's a kiyum of limud and psukim, so you might think that all the Kohanim have to be mechaven to is to create a psukim and the bracha kameatzma, and they don't have to mechaven to it double in a double fashion as a text of kriya and as a text of bracha as well. So that's the biava. The biava is the text of bracha. Okay, that's mechaven for a text of bracha as well. Okay.
What happened to business side?
So now let's take the first question we raised, the question of Yivarecha. How does the Rambam start off The Kohanim start Yevarecho by themselves, and you don't have a mockery. So now that we said there's two halachas in Birchas Kohanim, one is that it's a Chefetz Shel Torah, by Torah Aksuvo, and two, it's a halacha of Bracha, and they have to be Mechavein when they're Mevorech, that they are Mevorech, Kavon Mevorech, Biava. So, insofar as the Chefetz Shel Torah is concerned, you don't need a mockery. As a matter of fact, the mockery would be wrong, because this is the Torah that was Mesura Lahem. They should learn it themselves. Right? And insofar as the Maisa Bracha, there you have the problem of Ani Avorachim, that they can't be Mevorech Me'atzma. So since there's two halachas here, so what the Rambam does is the following. The Rambam does like this. The Rambam learns that the Kohanim are Koveya the Din Torah Shabbat. So they start off with the Varecha, because it's their Torah. And then the Makri comes in for Ad Hashem, Varecha Ad Hashem. And it turns out that the Makri, when he comes in for Hashem, it's not that they read the words of Varecha without a Makri. Because the phrase, the Yivarecho itself, doesn't really make any sense. It's Yivarecho Ad Hashem. So since the Makri comes in by Ad Hashem, so therefore the phrase of Yivarecho Hashem, which has meaning the Torah's Bracha, is really through the Makri. But the fact that they begin the word Yivarecho, that's Limud, because it's a word. So since it's a word in the Torah and it's limud, so they're koveya the limud of the bracha, and the shatz is koveya the maisa bracha. Okay? Yeah. And the shatz is better maisa bracha, and of course, and the vani avorachim. Yes? So, as a word of Torah Shebichsav, Yivarecho is a full-fledged word. If you're teaching a kid Yivarecho and you translate Yivarecho, in the kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah. So insofar as limud is concerned, every word is a limud. But insofar as the signon abracha, which is the meaning of the bracha that you mevarech, there Yivarecho Hashem is the phrase. So in terms of the text of bracha, it's Yivarecho Ad Hashem. In terms of the text of being mevarech somebody, but in terms of a Chefetz Shel Torah, one word is a Chefetz Shel Torah. First is Bereishis. That's a teacher of the kid in the beginning. Bereishis in the beginning. Okay. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam is there are two kovim. There's a koveya for the Torah, Shebichsav. The Din Torah Shebichsav, and there's a koveya for the meaning, the nusach habracha. Okay, the text of the that has the value of bracha, and that's Yivarecho Hashem, and that's not done without a mockery. Okay, so it comes out the Rambam's way of doing it works out perfectly. So the real kedusha, the real bracha emanates from kedushas Torah. That's why it's Talmud Torah. And also, it satisfies also Vani Avarachim, because it's the Torah that they're reading. Okay. So Allah Zayin, Kishiyu Akainim Avarachim Asam Lo Yabitu Ba'am, V'lo Yasichu Daitan, Eloyiyu Einehen Kineged Ha'aretz Ka'omei Bitfila. Okay, so we ask the question that why does he have to have the first part, Lo Yabitu Ba'am? When he says clearly, Yiyu Einehem Kineged Ha'aretz, Ka'omei Bitfila. Correct? Yeah. Rabbi Ball pointed out an interesting thing, that when you first read the Rambam, when it says Ka'omei Bitfila, you think it's Halach and Kavanas Aleif. But if you take a look, the Rambam and Kavanah and Tfila, Okay. So, all right. So when it comes to kavana, the Rambam is in Perek Dalet Halacha Tazayin. Ketzer here kavana sheyafana libo mikol machshavos v'yira atzmo kilu omed lefnei hashchina. Lefichach tzorach leishiv ma'at kodem atfilu kadei lechavanas libo v'ach kach ispal benachas v'sachnunim. That's why we sit down by Asher. Okay, so that's where the Rambam has, that's where the Rambam has din kavana. Doesn't say anything about being mabit la'aretz. Where did you bring down mabit la'aretz? Okay. The mabit la'aretz brings down perek chamishi. Dalet, tikun haguf ketza. Kishu omeid betfilo, tzorach lechavenes raglov zubetzazu, v'nosein einav lamata ki ilu mabit la'aretz. Okay? Ki'ilu mabit la'aretz. And that's what the Rambam says over here, that Eliyahu nem keneged aretz kamei betfila. So the, it's interesting. It's not the Rambam's not saying they have to be machavim. The Rambam's saying the tikkun aguf has to be the tikkun aguf of tefila. It's a very interesting thing. Why does Rambam say the tikkun aguf has to be a tikkun aguf of tefila, not the kavana? Because the kavana really is for their amira. But the tikkun aguf is based on something that came before. So the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yudbeis, that's the way it is in my Rambam, anyways. He says, Bishor, after he brings down, you should not let it add any brachas. Bishor shekol kohen olu leduchan. Bishor shekol kohen olu leduchan kishu oker raglov lalos omer yiratzom lefonecho reshem olikenu shetia habracha zos shetzivison ulevarchas amcha yisrael bracha shlema. And so he's mispalel that it's a bracha that's a tzivui. It's not my bracha, and he's mispalel that he should execute it properly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him to execute the tzivui properly, and the tzivui is really what the mechayev of the bracha is. It's Vani of Archim, it's a tefillah. So therefore the Rambam maintains that the Vani of Archim of the tefillah that precedes the Birchas Kohanim, how is it retained? It's retained throughout the Birchas Kohanim by the Tikkun Aguf. By the Tikkun Aguf. Since the Tikkun Aguf is a Tikkun Aguf of tefillah, so he is still the tefillah is still extant. Because his tikkun aguf reflects the tefillah, which he just said. And that's Vani Avarachim. That's Vani Avarachim. It's not his bracha. He has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, to help him that he shouldn't be have any michshol in the tzivui. It's a tzivui Hashem. Okay, so that's why the Rambam says, in Halacha Zayin, he says, first he says, lo yabitu ba'om v'lo yasichu daitan. So one halacha is hesachadas. That's if they're going to start looking at the crowd, so they're going to be misir das. So they can't be misir das. But then there's a second halacha. The second halacha is not a halacha in kavana that they have to look at the ground. Yiro enem keneged aretz kol mebetfila, but it's halacha that the tikkun aguf has to be a tikkun aguf of tefillah, so that in the ma'isa bracha, the tefillah is extant by way of the is represented. The tefillah is represented because of the tikkun aguf of tefillah. So they're still tied to the original tefillah b'shas ma'isa bracha. That's vani avarachem. So that's why the Rambam couldn't unify and just have the last halacha. Because if you just had the last halacha, it would just be halacha and tikkun aguf, and in Tikkun HaGuf, that the tefillah has to be tied to the Maisa Bracha through the Tikkun HaGuf of tefillah. But Hesach Hadas is a separate halacha. It has nothing to do with Hesach Hadas. So the Rambam has to have both. You see? Because they're two separate concepts. So it's an interesting thing. From this Rambam, you see the Rambam writes conceptually. Because if he just wrote matter-of-factly, halachically, he certainly could have just had the second one and you know the first. But the Rambam writes conceptually, and conceptually they're two separate concepts. One concept is that the Tikkun HaGuf of Tefillah retains the Tefillah B'Shas Birchas Kohanim, and the other halacha is Hesach Hadas, completely different halacha. Okay? Then, right, now the The Ein Adam Rashoy L'Stakel B'Fnei Kohanim B'Shoah She'ein Mavarchim, and he says the reason right away, K'day Shelo Yasiach Daito. So that's the Halacha of Hesach Hadas. Elo Kol Ha'om Mischavnim L'Shmoa HaBracha U'Mechavnim P'neihem K'neged P'nei HaKohanim The Eina Mabitim B'Fneihem. Okay? So, what is the halacha, mischavim lishmo ha-bracha, is the din bracha sheba. U'mechavnim p'neihin k'nege p'nei ha-kahanim, is because it reflects ponim el ponim, which they're required to have a Kabbalah Satorah, that this Torah was given mesur l'kahanim. So that reflects the ponim k'nege ponim. The eina mabitim b'fneihin. They're not allowed to be mabit b'fnei kahanim because it's not the kahanim. It's just that the kahanim are b'makom hashchina and they reflect the idea of ponim b'fonim, ponim k'neged ponim. But it's not the kahanim, so that's why you're not allowed to be mabit b'fnei kahanim. Kahanim are not the nesnei Torah. It's similar to what you have in the by kriyas Torah that you have to have three. So. You have to have three because by Kriyas Torah you're reflecting the idea of Kabbalah Satara. Okay? Yeah, it's Kuf Mem Aleph and Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah. And the Dalid, Imshatz Rotz Lavarach La'atma V'likra Sorach Sheyamar Acher Etzlo. Shekashem shenitna Torah al day sirsur kachon tzichon linig ba'al day sirsur. So, sirsur v'mar shabbeinu al v'sham, v'chsiv anoch yomeg b'en Hashem v'enechem. Linog ba'al yidei sirsur, no'agin shagabai ish omeid etzel sefer Torah v'zenek r'sagan, k'day shiye gimel, haynu shaskan hu kaviyochol b'makam Hashem izbarach, shehu mitzav alikros l'chomi shiyirza, Vakorehu asirsur b'makom Moshe, va'olehu amekabel b'makom Kol Yisrael, u'bishlichusam, u'be'emes zeh menekat modim. Okay, so it's a recreation of the it's a recreation of Maimed Har Sinai. So, but of course the Gabbai is there just to the whole scene is just to reflect Matan Torah. So that's why it's lo yabitu b'kahanim, because the kahanim are there to reflect the ponim k'neged ponim. But they're not really, they themselves, you shouldn't be mabit b'fneihem, because really it's just a reflection of the Maimed Har Sinai of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So it's two separate halachas. So that's why it's no kasha on the Rambam, why he says lo yabitu b'fnei kahanim, and also he says lo yistakel. Because lo yistakel is Allah in Hesach Hadas. And lo yabitu is Allah in Kabbalah Satorah. He should reflect, he should be mechaven to the idea that he's, that this Torah has a special din Kabbalah by the Kahanim as a vehicle of, bracha. Okay? No, what he's saying is, that even to be mabit b'fneihem is awesome. V'estakel stems from the Yisra of Lot, Hesachadas. But to be Mabe Bifneim is because it's Eshim Mechavim to Kabbalah Satara. So the Pshat is not them. They're just functioning as a reflection of Kabbalah Satara. So Eshim Mechavim to, what's left around again? It says, okay, yeah. It's not them, it's just they're set up to create a system that reflects Kabbalah Star. Like you had by Kriya Star itself. It's what the Rambam says, the last halacha in Perek Yedaleh, it's what the Rambam says, Avo b'medino, mevarch noso achar kol tfilo. Now we have to come back to what is kol tfilo. And b'chol makom mishtadlin sheyiyye hamakra oson Yisrael. Shenemar amor lehem. Mechlal she'en hamakra mehen. So we said that there's two dinim over here. One din is vani avarachim, that he can't initiate the bracha. But it really shouldn't be a Kohen, because since it's his Torah, it was Moser lo levarech, it lacks in the Vani Avarachim. It's true that he has to be a Makri, because otherwise it would be worse. But since it's his Torah and he's a Kohen, so it lacks in the Makri, because it's his Torah, it's still from the Kohanim. Still from the Kohanim. It should be Yisrael. It shouldn't be his Torah. But he still has to be Makri, because otherwise it would be worse. The Kohanim would be Mevarach Me'atzmo. So why, by one Kohen, don't you call out Kohen? You don't call out Lamaisa. Because one Mandama says, even one Kohen, you say Kohanim. Why? Because really it's Torah Sashevet. It's not his. So that's why we don't say Kohanim. But our minig is not to say Kohanim, because it's only one Kohen, and Kohanim is not the correct expression. So you don't say anything. Okay.
Why don't you say Kohen?
Well, if you say Kohen, it would be mashma that it's his Torah. But it's really Torah Sashevet. So it's given over to the Shevet of Kohanim. So it's not given over to one Kohen. If you have two, it reflects the Shevet. Now Eli's right. By one Kohen, you're going to lack the Kiyum of the Kohanim being involved in the Tefillah until they're abruptly brought to a stop by the Makri. Okay? You're going to lack that. But it's a kiyum, but you have no choice. Now that we say there are two things. One thing is Torah. And the other thing is bracha. Okay, bracha has to be mechavim to the text as a mevarech. And also to be a korah b'torah. Torah's psukim. So now where does nesias kapayim come from? Panim, can I get panim as Torah? Where does Nesias Kapayim come from? So, Nesias Kapayim really comes from the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael. It's mentioned several times. Chumash, very well, Chumash, yeah. Yeah, in Parshas Pekudei, by Chamishi, Shri Kishem Mechubar. Says less words before Vayavarach Osam Moshe. So Rashi says, what is Vayavarach Osam Moshe? What is Vayavarach Osam Moshe? Omar Lahem, Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'maisi Yadecha. V'yinom Ad Hashem Alakenu Aleinu. V'hu Echad B'yadalaf Mizmorim Shebetfilon L'Moshe. Okay, then of course, it's again in Shemini. Again in Shemini. So Rashi brings it down again that in the Rashi brings it down again. On the pasuk, Vayava Moshe V'yara. And they were upset because the Shekhinah wasn't Yareh. And Vayetzu V'yavarchu Asa'am Amru V'hina Amar Hashem. What?
What's
the... Oh, it's a test. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Amru V'hina Amar Hashem Elokeinu Olenu Yiratzon Shetishra Shekhinah B'maisi Yadecha. Okay. And Rashi goes on. Rashi goes on. But that was V'hinam Hashem Elokeinu Olenu Ma'aseh Deinu Kananeu. So Rashi says in Tehillim, is that him?
Yeah.
In Tehillim Tzavi. So Rashi says that in the end of Tzavi. So it says twice. It says Lushnei Pa'amim Umaisi Adenu Kananeu. Echor Amalechas Amishkan Shebirchon Yisrael Vespal Shetishra Shechina B'maisi Adayim B'mishkan B'yachas Shetei Bracha B'maisi Adayim in general. Okay? So what is the Bracha B'maisi Adayim? So one was in order to bring Ashrash Shechina in the Mishkan, right? So what does it mean? Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina Ma'aseh Yadayim. Ma'aseh Yadayim really means the Ma'aseh Yadayim of an Adam is his Ma'aseh, Gadol Ma'aseh, his perfection. So Shetishra Shechina Ma'aseh Yadayim means that your Ma'aseh Yadayim should be done properly in a way that you'll be Zocha to Shechina. That was the Yiratzon. So one was necessary for a Kamas HaMishkan. But then there's a general idea of Ma'aseh Yadayim HaKananeu, that there should be a Hashra'a Shechina in a person's Asiya and his Ma'aseh, so that he should be perfected, and he should be perfected, and his Ma'aseh should be perfected. The Ma'aseh Adam. The Ma'aseh Adam. Okay. So it's really the Shleimus Adam. It's really the Shleimus Adam. So that's really the Nesias Kapayim. The Nesias Kapayim reflect the Kapayim that have Hashra'a Shechina. It means perfection of them of Ma'aseh. And that's why it's done right after Karban. Why? Because in Karban especially you need perfection. Shleimus Adam and Asiyah. Because in Kachem is the only area where the Machshava plays a major role. So one wrong Machshava, the whole carbon's bottle. So the Shleimus Adam is expressed in the Asiyah Sakabonis. And that's why you always need that the carbon, Vayered Me'aso Sachatas Vashlamim, Vayevar Hasam in Shmini. Why? Because once you have the Kedusha of the Ma'aseh Yadayim and the Shleimus Adam through Asiyas HaKabonos, so then you're ready for an Asiyas Kapayim for Bracha. Then you're ready for an Asiyas Kapayim for Bracha. And that's why that every Kohen is Oker and Ritzeh. Because like the Rav said that the Ritzeh converts the Tefillah to Karban. So, because of Neshama Parnasasenu. So, Ritzeh converts the tefillah to carbon, and once you have carbon, then even though it's in terms of, the kiyum of Neshama Parnasasenu, but nevertheless, that reflects a Shleimus HaAdam and Asiya, the perfection of man. So once you have the perfection, then Nesias Kapayim is possible. What does the pasuk say? Neki Kapayim Uvar Levov. Neki Kapayim Uvar Levov. The Kapayim is the reflection of the Shleimus Adam. Okay? So, yeah. Just a second. Yeah. Oh, so that's why the Rambam says, we were wondering why the Rambam says, this is a riot to the Rav, that where the Rambam says, when do you mevarech? He says, achar tefillah. Yeah. The end, in the middle of Perek Yudalar, in the middle of Alocha Yudalar, in Perek Yudalar, Avo bin Medina mevarechno so achar kol tefillah. What do you mean, achar kol tefillah? You do it in the middle of tefillah. But the answer is, like the Rav said, because the tefillah ends with Shemaya Tefillah. And then it's converted to Avoda by Ritzeh. It's converted to Avoda by Ritzeh. That's why it has to be Ochre by Ritzeh. And that's why Kol Kayin Shelo Ochre Ragla by Ritzeh Shuveno Ola. Because he missed the Nesias Kapayim, the Kedushas Kapayim. Kedushas Nesias Kapayim. Yeah, that's why Rashi says that the Shekhinah Shor Al Yedehem. The Shekhinah Shor Al Yedehem, because the Yedayim reflect the Asiyah. Okay? And Kishrei Etzba Asayim, because the Asiyah. Right. Yeah, that's a very good Raya. Aaron Zimmer's bringing a very good Raya from here. Baruch Hashem, and there's also Bracha. Baruch Hashem Chelo. That's the Levi, that's the Kohanim. Ufal Yodav Tirza. Baruch Hashem Nichsoli, Yonkla says, V'kurban Yudohi to Kabel Barava. Kurban Yudohi. Very good, very good. V'kurban Yudohi to Kabel Barava. Very good, excellent. Very good, Raya. Okay. Yeah. That's why, since the Yadayim reflect Kedushas on Yadayim, the SCS Adam and its perfection, so that's why a Rotzeach, even if he's Chozer B'Tshuva, can't be Ol L'Duchim. Even if he's Chozer B'Tshuva. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Yadeichem Damim Aleihu, and over Farischem Kapechem. So, it's Ritzicha is Nitfas in the Yadayim. And therefore, no matter, even if he's Chos B'Tshuva and Safar Shlema Sa'adam is fine, but it's not, the Yadayim is reflected Ritzicha permanently. Okay? And that's why there's only two psulim in it's an amazing thing in the Sias Kapayim. You see, it's not a psul in the Gavra, it's a psul in the Kapayim. So that's why Ovid Avodah Zorah also. Why? Because once he was Ovid Avodah Zorah, he can't do any Avodah in the Mikdash. So he can't be Niskadesh Yodav Al Yedei HaKarbanos. So therefore, King Lo Yalu Kohanei Bamos with Mikdash Hashem. So he can't do Avodah be Mikdash Yodav Al Yedei Avodah. There can't be any Paul Yodav Tirza. So therefore, he's puzzled, the psul in his yadayim, he's puzzled for Berachas Kana. But the Rav said that his father held that even a Machal Shabbos is kosher. Because since it's a psul in the Kapayim, Machal Shabbos is not nitfas but Kapayim. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. So Natil Sidayim Rashi says, that he has to be Notel Yodov, and from the Pasuk of Lot, Suyudechem Kodesh. Suyudechem Kodesh Vorach Vesod Hashem. Okay? Suyudechem Kodesh Vorach Vesod Hashem. So therefore, he requires Taharas Yadayim right before the Bracha, right before the Berachas Kohanim. The Rambam says you can rely on the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris. So he said, because according to the Rambam, it's halacha, the Netilas Yadayim is halacha and limud. So the halacha is, if he's notel yodah for limud before, so as long as his hands are still nikiyim, so he could go on. His hands are kosher, aksherim. But Rashi learns it's a separate halacha and bracha. If it's halacha and bracha, so then you need a special Netilas Yadayim, a special taharas yadayim for the maisa bracha. Suyidechem kodesh uvorchu asarishan. Because it's a din in bracha. If it's a din in bracha, so then you have to have a special taharas yadayim for the bracha. However, if it's a din in tumas yadayim, like the Rambam has it, because of Talmud Torah, so as long as he was shomer yadav and he was not yadav shacharis, so his hands are still in condition for Talmud Torah. Yeah, Zion, and it's in Tefillah, Zion Yod. Hamashkim likros b'tor kodem sheyikro kriya shema, bein kor b'tor shebachsav, bein b'tor shebal peh, notul yadav tchila, muvar sholosh brachos vachkach kori, ve'elohen. Okay, that's the Rambam.
Okay, so my second question.
Okay, now the other question. Why the Rambam holds that it has to be yadav kfufos, and then when he's mavarach, it's yadav pshutos, and then when he turns around, he must be kofef yodav again. Whereas Rashi doesn't have that. He just has that it has to be yodav pshutos b'shas abracha. Okay? So the Rambam is easy. The Rambam does, of course, it's part of the maisa bracha. So since you need a maisa bracha of being poshe yodav, so it has to be closed first, then it's open, and then he closes it. So it's part of the maisa bracha. Okay, that's the Rambam. Now, just a second. Maybe we could do something. What was the other question? Rashi in the how the Rashi on the Mishnah? I could say Bigvulin, and they all jump on him because there's no no Shechina, no Shor Shechina.
So he said you can't have Vulin, right?
Hmm?
He said you can't have Vulin on your hands because
they're gonna look at your hands.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's
yeah, I think the Machlo Rishonim is like this. See, the other Rishonim hold that the Migdash and Bigvulin are two different Berachas Kanam. Because Migdash is Ashra Shechina, and Bigvulin there isn't. So it's Adni, it's a different level of Berachas Kanam. Different Mice of Berachas Kanam. It's also Berachas Kanam, of course, but it's not the same as Bimigdash. It's qualitatively differentiated. And therefore, B'migdash, you can't be mistakel because there's Shechina. But B'gvulin, there's no Shechina. It's a different min of Nesias Kapayim. But Rashi maintains that the Neshama Parm Swasenu, really, the real Nesias Kapayim is B'migdash and B'ashra Shechina. B'gvulin, it's so to speak, B'zer Anpen. Because it's only because of the halach of the neshama parim svasenu, so there's a kedushas yadayim. But that kedushas yadayim is noveya from migdash. If it wouldn't be for migdash, you wouldn't have such a thing. So according to Rashi, the migdash, it's true, there's a real ashra shechina, but the gvulin, the nesias kapayim emerges from the fact that since you have neshama parim svasenu, so you can duplicate mikdash. But really, it all reflects back to the nesias kapayim of ashra shechina. So even though there's no ashra shechina bigvulin, it's true there's no ashra shechina bigvulin, but the fact is that you have to be noeg b'gvulin just like you would be noeg b'migdash, according to Rashi. And since b'migdash is ashra shechina, and you're not allowed to be mistakel, so b'gvulin, because neshama parim svasenu is a replication of migdash, so therefore you have to be noeg b'gvulin the same way that you noeg b'migdash. And that's why I would say, according to Rashi, you don't have to be kofef yadav. Because since it's halacha and the yadayim, so all you need is the state of the yadayim that they should be peshutim. You follow? You don't need. It's not halacha in the ma'isa bracha. It's halacha in the hashra shechina of yadayim, of the kedushas yadayim. So as long as you have the hands spread out, so there's a kiyum kedushas yadayim. So there's no need to be kofef yadav. Whereas according to the Rambam, The halacha of Nesias Kapayim is a din pure, essentially in the Maisa Bracha. So you must have Kfifa, Maisa Bracha of Nesias Kapayim, and then Kfifa again. Okay. Yeah, why does Rashi tie the Shechina to Shem HaMeforesh? So I think the answer is simple, because the Shem HaMeforesh is Limud here. And Limud is really what's responsible. God Limud or maybe Lidei Maisa. So the Limud, and the highest Limud is the Limud of the Shem HaMeforesh. That's Maisa Markava, that's the highest Limud. So Limud is maybe Lidei Maisa. So that's why the Shechina Shorah, because of the Limud of the Shem HaVayah. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a, Rabbeinu Tam holds that by one coin it's midrabbonim. But the answer for Rabbeinu Tam is very simple, because it's Taras HaShevet. And one coin doesn't reflect the Shevet. So therefore there's no kiyum of Talmud Torah, and it can't be Mavarach. I'm not sure in Rashi that you can't be Mistakel B'Gvulin. Is it a Nisad Rabbanan, that you should be knowing B'Gvulin like Mikdash? Or is it a Nisad Raisa? Okay. I saw one of the Echranim holds Mid Rabbanan. I guess Rabbein Tam holds Mid Rabbanan because people make a mistake, they'll be Mavadal B'Chas Gan. Yeah, in Tehillim Kuflam Adalit, we have the pasuk Yudechem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra says Uvarchu Es Hashem Bayom Zehu Birchas Kahanim. Zehu Birchas Kahanim. So the question is, why do you say Uvarchu Es Hashem? Right, and that's the pasuk Yudechem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. So that we said the Gemara answers. Yeah, where's the Gemara? So the Gemara says, "On Lamed Chesam Beis and Sota, Amr Shimon Levi Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Misava LeBerchus Kahanim Shenemar V'Samu Es Shemi Al Bnei Yisrael Vani Yavarachem." So Rashi says, "V'Samu Es Shemi Tola Hakasav Adava Bahen Lios Brachazu Simas Shemo Al Amo V'Lo Aso Atzorach Yisrael El Atzorach Makom." So it's a Tzorach Makom. What does it mean it's a tzorach hamakom? It means that it's not simply a halacha because the Klal Yisrael should be nizborech, but it's really a halacha that it's God's will that it should be simas shemo alamo. That's His will. It's not simply a vehicle for the Am to be nizborech. It's essentially even more important is the Tzorach Makom. And the Tzorach Makom means that it's His intrinsic will that His shame should be on Klal Yisrael. The Sum was Shmi of an Yisrael. It's a Tzivut. So that's what Rashi says, it's Mashma Tzorach Makom. So what does that mean? So that means that the whole institution of Nesias Kapayim eventuates in a Kiddush Hashem, in Kiddush Margot. In Kiddush Margot. That's why the Pasuk says, Suyi Dechem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. Because ultimately, it all results in the Kiddush of the Shem Hashem.